Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap of the slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Send up all that men, send us straight. Stand up because no chair can hold your weight.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Well, you know, I took this test, and it sort of turns out that I'm technically mentally retarded.
I can't hear you. You'll have to speak into the microphone.
Paul Perillo.
No, don't do that. Don't try to turn my words on me. You know, you can just go to hell.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, like that. Yeah.
You can't hit me. I'm a girl.
And Andy. And Andy?
I don't care. I really don't give it. I'm all worked up right now, so we have to do it. Just do it, okay?
Andy Hart.
Let's corner the nerds and call them gay and make them show us their penises.
Won't that be gay of them?
Eric Scalavino.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron. A pretentious moron. And you know what? Take that sweater off. Makes you look queer.
For now, anyway.
You think I care about you? Look, you're just smart enough and you're just clever enough to occasionally amuse me.
PFW in Progress.
Tell me what it was like being one of them.
It was like basking in the warm glow of a higher intelligence as it envelops you and allows you to become part of its everlasting glory.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. I'm back with a lot of stories to tell from my trip to Los Angeles. So, that was fun. I know you guys missed me. But we'll get to those stories a little later in the show. It's PFW in Progress. We're here until 3 o'clock today. Special time because we wanted to get everybody off the field after today's OTA so we would have the news fresh and I wouldn't have to do the show by myself. But 1 to 3 today, webradio at patriots.com is the email address. That's webradio at patriots.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482. Taking your calls until 3 o'clock here at PFW in Progress. So, guys.
Fred.
You know, we should get right to the news because it's hot. Not that the weather
is. No, the weather is not hot
out
there.
But the OTAs just ended for today, and you guys were there covering it. What happened today on the field?
Not a good day for number 12.
Yeah,
fans have been asking for, on the blog and stuff, updates. We haven't talked a lot about Brady. And I've been saying all along because he's looked like Brady. He's been fine. Nothing stand out in any direction. I think he's looked really good. He struggled a bit today, especially early in practice. Even versus Ayer, he was throwing balls that, you know, they were running crossing patterns the back of the end zone. Flew over Moss's head so he didn't even jump, and it hit the billboards behind the end line
the fence
there.
Over there.
Missed, I mean, literally somewhere between half dozen and a dozen receivers against Ayer. Just drills. You know, was not on the same page. Then I thought it was interesting, you know, maybe in Brady-like fashion, late in practice, they had teamwork, ones versus ones or whatever. Teamwork, I don't want to say ones versus ones to get in trouble. And they went, as Randy Moss pointed out, mother bleeping 6 for 6 to open the drill, offense beating the defense. They completed everything. Mm. So, you know, when it mattered, he was hitting his receivers for the most part in that teamwork late.
Yeah.
But really struggled early. Paul noticed that he got his arm massaged prior to practice while he was stretching. One of the training staff was massaging his right arm, and as he is always wont to do, spent a lot of time throwing between everything, you know. So I don't know if he was having a little cooler, maybe the arm wasn't quite as loose as it's been or something, but start, finish strong.
We should note too that it was a drizzly kind of day. The field was wet, the ball was slick, so that might have had a little something to do with why
and
there
his
was
receivers
a little bit
were falling
off.
Down
receivers
maybe
were
they
falling
were slowing down their routes, maybe that was part of it, but he just didn't look like Brady.
Did they have the 7-inch cleats in?
No one wears 7-inch cleats. 7-inch cleats would be called lawn aerators.
Would you say that the conditions may have affected the play?
Might have. I'm just saying.
That would be good for a Super Bowl in the Meadowlands.
I'm just saying.
Oh, Paul.
I'm okay with that, Paul.
unlike you,
as he is wont to do, bring up garbage from other shows.
All right, so Brady,
I was
slow
just
start,
kidding,
strong
Eric.
Finish.
Yep, I know you were, Paul.
Okay, what else?
I'm not really mad at
of
you.
Note, in my mind, Brandon Tate getting a lot of run with a group that included Julian Edelman and Randy Moss in a three-receiver type set with various tight ends.
Formation.
Hey, hey. We're not.
I said
on the starting day.
I don't know.
And you don't because you have yet to attend a workout.
One slight concern.
Lee Bodden.
Lee Bodden had got a little shaken up during a team drill.
Looked like maybe he banged knees or lower legs.
Yeah.
A member of the radio team said that that was nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. And also,
Fred?
Also webmaster Chris Ferreira declared it nothing to worry about. So I'm okay with it.
That makes me worry, though, if the webmaster is saying that there's nothing to worry about.
Because he's an idiot.
He wasn't worried about traveling to California with you, and we said the fact that you're not worried should make you worry.
But we'll save that for the second half.
So did he end up bringing his tuxedo?
No, but...
we won't.
He brought his A game. Let's just put it that
okay.
way.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Other observations. Amon Gordon was released. You know, I was taking attendance, and I'm like, you know who I don't see? Amon Gordon.
I'm like, that's because they cut him right before practice.
The offensive line, Matt Light, was not out there. Interestingly, and see if, Fred, you follow our line of thinking, Sebastian Vollmer took the reps at left tackle, and we were sort of surmising before they got into drills that if Vollmer stayed at right, that meant Vollmer's our right tackle. If he moved to left, well, there's still some room for decisions and growth in the group and everything, yeah. And he moved to left, Mark Lavoir, or Lavoie, as Eric likes to say, was at right.
As the French like to correctly pronounce.
Well, I think if, for any reason, Light's not there, injury, whatever, Vollmer's your left tackle. I mean, I believe
I would
that.
Probably agree because it's theoretically the most important position. He's your second best
and he's
tackle.
Right. Second best, so. But that causes major shakeup on the O-line.
Sure. That's in flux. Now, you said that the offense went 6-for-6 later on?
In one 7-on-7 pairing.
Okay, and in this 7-on-7 defense, what was the matchups and, you know, who was getting burned?
Well, that's a good point. We saw McCourty on Moss quite a bit with mixed results. Moss got a few catches, but McCourty, you know.
Yeah, I don't know in that specific drill.
He was in the same zip code.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to, but I don't know that was in the, that was actually going in the other direction at one point. There was a lot of work on the far field scrunched into the red zone. So I don't want to say matchups this and that, but
that's what
James
we were
Sanders
seeing.
Got his hand on a couple balls, or at least one.
He somehow was able to see that.
Besides yours?
Oh, no, it's the other way around.
Very, you know, very well done. I actually thought...
I wish you...
And we should probably clarify that it was they hit six in a row. The first
six of
a specific period of the drill, they hit. It wasn't like they only did six and they hit them all. They then had some incomplete passes after that in that... drill, and I also thought the defense as a whole looked better than the offense today. Now, just in terms of the ball hitting the ground a lot more often, some of that was Brady.
Yeah.
Some of that, I think that the defenders were there.
Yeah, they were making a lot more plays.
I thought
in position
Andy
better.
Correctly points out his boy Sanders was involved. I thought Butler was
involved. Was,
I think Eric is right. McCourty, I thought, was heavily involved. I thought that a lot of the stuff that they completed, even when they were looking good, was underneath. And not necessarily...
have you watched the last few seasons? I mean,
no, but I don't mean the Wes Welker underneath stuff. I mean...
Well, I saw a lot of Edelman underneath.
Quick, as soon as they... You know, it's a 7-on-7 drill, and they're taking the snap and immediately throwing the ball to Moss for one of those quick little, you know, I don't even know what you call them, bubble kind of screen or something like that. I mean, you're not going to take that away in a 7-on-7 drill. That's going to get completed 100 times out of 100.
Well, but you also kind of know what's coming. The way it was set up, there were some people behind. I think it was... kind of clear they were working on a lot of tight area, red zone, you know, within a 10-yard box type stuff. You know, a veteran defender like Teddy Bruschi would note on the practice schedule kind of what we're doing and, oh, yeah, I can probably jump this here, huh?
And thus incur your wrath.
These things really are
huge. Being a practice hero?
Right.
It's kind of like when they go, run it again, and I'm thinking, really, we're going to run the same play again and you don't think the defenders are going to have an advantage?
Okay.
Other stuff.
Yeah.
The tight ends, I'm continued to be intrigued, even though Aaron Hernandez was not out there, despite recently signing.
Right. Missed a few practices, though.
Rob Gronkowski made some nice catches, I thought.
As usual.
A lot of, like, kind of underneath drag stuff, where, you know, in the red zone, you know, where you, a big body tight end is a nice
guy to go to.
He's going
to
be interesting to watch with yards after catch, too, because obviously with no pads, they can't hit each other now. But with his size advantage going against like a lot of smaller corners or safeties or even some of the linebackers, be interesting. When he catches the ball and turns, he has a tendency, like a natural tendency, to dip that shoulder and try to make contact, which he can't
do. Well,
sometimes,
though, that can, especially at this level, that can act to their detriment because it immediately puts them off balance.
Well, that's why I'm saying I'm interested to see how it plays out when they actually get the pads on.
Yeah. I also want to go on a mini rant here. I've read some stuff with people trying to make note of who's doing what at linebacker and corner, and I know we all try to do that, but they've done a lot of independent rotating, specifically at those positions.
You mean running with the ones, Andy?
Yes, all kinds of groupings. Don't believe what you read in that area necessarily. You know, some people want to run Sean Crable out of town because he's on scout team or whatever. I thought it was interesting today that we saw Thomas Williams get a couple reps next to Gerard Mayo. I'm not saying he's now a starter. I'm just saying the fact that he's standing next to Gerard Mayo in the same grouping at the same position to me is a decent sign for him, a guy who's played some fullback, special teams, maybe could be one of those jack-of-all-trade backup, you know, team guys, bottom-of-the-roster type guys. Brandon Spikes was running the huddle with a unit after Mayo, kind of, the next grouping. But a lot of Guyton and Mayo on the inside. On the outside, continue to see wide variety. The only thing I will say is Sean Crable was on the opportunity field at the close of practice when the veterans go over and run sprints, whereas guys like Tyrone McKenzie, for example, was over with the veterans running sprints, and I would think he could use some opportunities to shine, too. So, you know, Crable, I'm not sure, is in good footing with the team, but I think at a lot of positions, anybody who's really trying to tell you, oh, the starter here is X, don't read too much into it.
Way too early. Now, we might have talked about this in other years, but you know in baseball, they say in spring training, usually the pitching starts out faster than the hitting, and it takes a little while for the hitting to catch up. In football, do you think the defense starts out faster when they first start, and it takes a little time for the offense to catch up, or is it vice versa? Which do you think has the advantage on day one?
I think I've seen it different in different years.
Yeah.
Not to be wishy-washy, but honestly, I think I've seen some years where the offense has looked great, and I've seen other years where I've thought, well, the defense is really on top of things.
And it varies by, you know, year two of Moss, Welker, Brady is year two of Moss, Welker, Brady.
Yeah, level of experience,
but
I
Brandon
think,
Tate,
sides.
Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski is not the same thing. So, yeah, you know,
I agree.
They're kind of interesting because I think a lot of guys at both sides of the ball are moving parts right now.
Well, last year we said
might be a fair competition.
Yeah, last year we said that, well, you know, we think that the defense might take a little longer to gel, but once they do, they'll be all right. That was our preseason kind of prognostication.
We were
wrong. Well, yeah. But but this year, so, I mean, what would you say this year as far
both
as
both sides of the ball are in flux.
You think
there
so?
Are roles, starting jobs, key roles, contributions being battled for and played out as we speak.
See, I think
key ones, by the way.
If I had to pick one side that's going to take a little longer, I'd say defense this year.
That may be,
yeah.
But I just think with Crumpler, Gronkowski, Hernandez, Holt, Edelman, Tate,
yeah, there are a lot of new pieces.
The bulk
on
of your
too,
passing
but,
game,
yeah,
is a bit of a question mark because you have Moss, you have theoretically Welker, maybe based on the signs he's shown, and Brady,
and not necessarily
but a lot
because
of roles
of their,
are up for grabs.
Yeah, not because of their talent necessarily, but because they're just new to the system.
Last year we couldn't find a three and a this, but you had some of the pieces. You Watson was a mainstay. Well, that mainstay is gone. Whatever you thought of him.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're always wrong. We thought the 07 offense would take a while to come together. It didn't.
Right.
It rewrote the record books from day one.
Right.
We're definitely always wrong about
the defense
those.
Was going to come together late in the year last year. Did they? No.
Yeah.
You could argue that they probably started the year a little bit better than we thought they would. And I
and
think
then leveled off.
Regressed.
And they took Jimmy out of the lineup.
Yeah. They had their problems.
Yeah. So
they were
right.
Kind
we're
of
always
exposed.
Wrong. We're always wrong about those. We just got to get out of the prediction business.
Well,
good.
Except when I get out of the business. The day of the Florida Pro Day, when Brandon Spikes ran a slow 40 time, when I predicted he would be a lock to be
God
a winger. Oh,
yeah, I was supposed to remind you about that today.
Paul just reminded me in a roundabout way.
God forbid that anybody, you know, say that, you know, too many. Well, we're not good at that. Andy has to be there to pat himself on the back.
Well, you know what? Gosh darn it. We're good and people like us.
Any noticeable absentees today? I know you mentioned Aaron Hernandez.
Well, Matt
there.
Light would
Matt
be
Light.
The most
Light.
Notable.
Kazier yeah. still.
Kazier still.
Warren
still.
Warren still.
Price still. Amon Gordon permanently.
Brandon McGowan. Just interesting.
Another one.
Still missing. We don't know why.
Okay.
He's an interesting guy because he was out there with the rookies, the young developing first year players,
and that first
and
OTA
now is missing amongst the missing. So I'm guessing he's dealing with a little something something.
Hernandez just signed his deal, mm-hmm. An incentive laden deal, small bonus.
Well, not really.
Okay.
The bonus comes in stages.
Right.
Rather than getting it all up front.
He has to be on the team in order
right,
to get
it. He only has to be on the team. There is an escalator. A lot of guys get escalators, but he just basically has to stay with the team to get the bonus money,
right.
Roster bonuses in year, whatever, 3-4.
A lot of people reading into that, you know, with his past, that, you know, hey, you're going to have to make the roster. We're not exactly sure you are going to, so
I'm pretty sure
that's why we're
roster.
Structuring the deal a little bit differently than maybe the average guy in his area of the draft.
Seriously, you don't think he's going to make the roster?
I don't know.
Yeah.
This year? Yeah, I think he's a lock
this year. He will, absolutely. But
in order to get those bonuses, I'm assuming it's in the future, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he got a bonus, and then there's other bonuses.
Yeah, he got $200,000 up front.
Yeah.
Whereas the average for that spot in draft, I think, is like $380 or something like that.
Right.
So it's significantly lower immediate bonus, but it's not necessarily incentive laden.
No,
it's,
you're right.
Except it's unless kind that of, escalator is bigger than usual. Yeah. They always have some sort of escalator.
You know, the Globe speculated that maybe they wanted to cover themselves in terms of his past, in terms of you know, the issues that he had at Florida with the drug use, and maybe if you know for whatever off-field reason he's not a part of the Patriots, they don't lose as much money. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. I have no idea.
Globe also said he hasn't addressed his past with the media. And he thought when he issued a statement,
he
was addressing
has.
His past with the media. When he said one single blah, blah, you know, that whole statement, thought that was addressing it.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not here to talk about the past.
They haven't addressed our story is what they're really saying.
But he did. He said one single. He addressed the 5-1.
I actually think it was that statement was released specifically.
Because of the Globe story.
Because of the Globe story. And I don't think there's anything wrong with the Globe story, by the way. I said that at the time.
Right.
I mean, they found information out that, to my knowledge, hadn't been out there yet.
They had sources that they cited.
From a reporter's angle, not from the Patriot angle.
It's a great story.
Right. Drug tests everywhere.
Right. Anything else? How was the tone? How was the mood out there, guys? Were they upbeat?
Lively.
Yeah, it was lively.
Yeah. The second half
Randy
of the practice.
Moss was on fire from minute one.
Oh,
stretching.
He
yelling and yapping, running over to have a conversation with Brandon Dedrick, who I'm stunned he knows who Brandon Dedrick is. Is it Dedrick or Dedrick?
Dedrick.
Dedrick knows who he is. That's a weird relationship. Brandon Dedrick is this big defensive lineman with a 1980s big square flat top, and Moss just runs over and stretching and sits down there laughing it up and not sure what that was about, but he was very boisterous.
He likes the
throughout.
Young guys. He does, Moss. He gets along with the...
He does. He was joking with Sean Crable. He was joking. He was lively, and then he really got into it. I think he kind of felt the drop balls early, and that was part of what fueled the little energy.
And that the 3-for-3
right,
defense.
Right.
White is killing you.
So defense might have been talking a little trash.
Maybe.
Maybe he felt, you know,
yeah,
if Brady overthrows me, that's not anything you did.
Right.
Now, in last week's OTAs, I guess Brady was very vocal. He was.
That's what you read.
Was he that way?
You didn't read it on Patriots.com.
Because you don't agree with that?
No. I thought he was Tom Brady.
Don't you think Tom Brady is a very vocal quarterback all the time?
Yeah.
Remember Yag Rambo and all those kinds of things?
Yeah.
I thought he was Tom Brady up until today when he stunk.
Think about all the times that you've seen Tom Brady on the practice field, Freddie.
Yeah, he gets.
That's what we've seen in the OTAs. Not to my knowledge. Not to my feeling. Today he was very active, as he always is.
Yeah. Sometimes the media has a story to tell, even if the story's not there.
I thought he was part of that. What Andy's talking about with Moss. Moss kept saying, you know, 2-for-2, 3-for-3. Well, he was. Brady was part of that mouth with the defense, and not mouth in a bad way, an enthusiastic way, in a good way.
Okay. Cool. Anything else?
I thought there was some interesting, funny stuff late in practice. The backup long snapper type work and everything. And Zach Robinson stayed out to throw passes just with him and Brian Anderson, who's an undrafted wide receiver, then ran over and took some holds and was, he just feels like one of those guys to me that is going to keep himself around.
Okay.
And I know they always keep a quarterback, a low level quarterback, and he's probably the most likely candidate, but just seeing his rapport with Scott O'Brien, with Brian Anderson, with
smart guy,
but You know how they said Brady became kind of a leader early in his class?
Right.
Feels like he's a vocal leader, and maybe it's just the natural, you know, I'm a quarterback, and this is what I've been doing all my life, is leading. But good things from him I'm seeing. And Paul likes his look. He thinks he's a little more yoked up than most quarterbacks.
Good to see. Yoked up.
I believe that's an old Charlie Weiss term I stole.
Still continue to see Brace lining up next to Wilfork quite a bit, and the other Warren, Gerard Warren, on the other side, on the right side.
Okay.
Quite frequently.
All right. Good. Good stuff. All right. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. We're going to be here until 3 o'clock. So if you're just tuning in now and you're wondering where we were at noon, we obviously wanted to delay the start of the show so that we could get these guys off the field talking about what happened with the OTAs.
Speaking of which, next week I believe we have mini camp all 3 days, the 15th, 16th, and 17th. So that's Tuesday through Thursday. We might have to do a little alteration. Yeah, we'll then. So we don't have the schedule
we
yet.
We don't know the schedule yet.
We might, so keep that in
live
mind.
Live show, practice field?
Now that's a big one. That's a mandatory minicamp. So
right.
That's the Mankins watch.
Exactly.
Starts.
The first
that's,
day of
that's
it.
The big one
the first
for,
day
for
of
Mankins.
It.
There's at least a major item of news to keep
keep our eye on that
of.
One. And they all have to be there in some form or another.
He sort of doesn't have to be there. He's not under contract.
Well, that's true, but
I think it's a statement.
He'll lose $1.7 million, most likely.
He could.
Most likely.
Yeah. See,
I'm not
think,
so sure it's likely.
Yeah, I think it's crazy if they do that.
Yeah.
$1 million.
Is that called Derek cutting your nose to spite your face? Something like that.
All right. So
I should spite my face then, right?
So a lot of emails coming in. 508-543-7482 is the phone number if you want to call. We also, later on in the show, I want to talk to you about, again, my trip to L.A., why I was out there, who I was with, what happened when we were there. By the way, I stayed in a hotel that was next to the building that was in Die Hard. You know the first Die Hard?
Yakimoe Tower?
Well,
it's Plaza, right?
Whatever.
It's now called the Fox Tower, but
wasn't called Yakimoe Tower in real life
at
any point.
That was the building used in the first Die Hard. It was under construction at the time.
When he jumps out the window, yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
That's the one. So it's pretty cool.
And Moss was saying, Mr. Falcon, 3 for 3, bitches.
You look at it and go, oh, yeah. So that was kind of neat.
All right.
Anyway, all
that's
right.
Your lead story? That's like the top of the iceberg of your news from L.A.?
No. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back here in PFW in Progress.
Call or email PFW in Progress. Your input is always welcome.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel. Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules.
My rules?
Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains!
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game, 5 yards, first down.
But you're not...
Keep the change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services N.A. Bank of America N.A. Member PIC. Copyright 2009. Bank of America Corporation.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life, and you want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
This is Rich Eisen of NFL Network. Where do I go when I want my latest fresh, hot Patriots information? I go to PFW in Progress.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress. Fred, Paul, Andy, Eric.
Were the Doc mics on the during the break?
I hope
first
not.
Of all, the best I could ever be is third on that list behind you.
What list
and
are you
Eric.
Talking about, Paul?
You know what the list is.
What's the list?
Gayest PFW in Progress members.
Fred, you're the only one who's not in question. The rest of us, highly in question.
That's why I keep my shirt on buttoned.
Yeah, because you're
very. Oh, yeah. You're buttoned up today.
Just to keep it that way.
You're buttoned
you know
up nice today.
We had, have to do with
you know, we had a very nice breakfast this morning.
Oh,
hosted
tell the,
hosted by
that.
Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft. Recognizing a lot of service tenures, a lot of service anniversaries.
It was an employee
for
breakfast
for the employees today, and it was really cool. And Jonathan Kraft took a shot at Fred, which I liked. But I also liked he talked about how he had a tie on at his interview, and I'm pretty sure you haven't had one on since.
You
right?
did?
But I noticed that this very nice breakfast, you didn't have the shirt buttoned at all.
Right.
It was regular down to your belly button.
Right.
And now, the middle of the day... Closed. It's all buttoned up.
Well, I think I went to the bathroom and scared myself, so I had to button it up. I didn't realize it was that
Fred
low.
Fred thought it was a very
in
nice...
In front of the entire organization. Yeah.
He thought it was a very nice affair this morning, but specifically said to Mr. Kraft, he was looking forward to the opportunity to maybe say a few words.
I was just kidding. And no, it was a nice breakfast.
Tremendous.
Something that good the crafts did for the organization.
Really nice.
I think everyone really enjoyed it.
Freddie just fell shy of a 15-year recognition.
Yes, the cutoff was 2009. So
So you got one next year.
I celebrated my 15th full year in January.
But so Belichick and company fell shy of decades.
Right. Of 10. Yeah.
Right. So.
So they'll get you.
Otherwise,
next year,
I would have
right?
been at the same table as Belichick because I was at the 10 years.
Oh, that would have been
awkward.
That was deliberate.
So anyway, so that was nice.
So that was nice,
and
it was very nice.
I heard while I was gone a lot of emails coming in about you had our new addition to Patriots Today and Lindsay Petrucci.
Three Ys.
Yep, three Ys.
Three Ys, and
you got a Y. Why?
You know, it's early.
The end of the name is a Y.
When Acra was here, she didn't get on the show for months, really, until she had been.
Well,
here.
That's because she had run into you earlier in the hallway and was like, "I'm not going on the show."
Well,
with that guy.
You know, speaking of awkward, I did happen to listen to some of the
speaking of awkward
interview, and Eric
it wasn't awkward at all.
I have to say, you did come off a little desperate. A couple things I was listening to just.
Like what?
I don't know.
Doc, like what?
Do you have any of that?
By chance.
Yes, I do.
Why don't we listen?
Wait a minute. You can cut that up that quickly?
Why don't we listen to some of that?
When he wants to work, he can.
Now, the question that's on a lot of our emailers' minds, attachments, anything?
Not Eric's mind.
Attachments.
Yeah. Are you coming here free agent? Free agent wise? The listeners want to know. The listeners
want to know.
Know.
Eric wants to know.
I think Eric wants to know.
I suppose you could.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I've only been here. Can they give me a break?
Like,
I've only been here for a few days.
No, they can't. You know,
but you said you had thick skin.
Yeah.
I do have thick skin.
What are you trying to hide?
I don't know. I like to be kind of mysterious. That's probably just going to make people
Lindsay.
Mad.
You know, so Eric.
Nothing wrong with that.
Eric, you're the one who wants to know.
Nothing wrong with that.
You really
want to know. Oh, I hit the nail.
I said people wanted to know.
You want to know.
People wanted to know.
Desperate people want to know.
Right.
I might be among those people, but there are people who want to know.
Give her a break, Eric. She's just here. You're going to smother her.
So she must be unattached, though, right?
You're no one to talk. Otherwise, her boyfriend's pissed. You are no one to talk. We can get the audio of when Christina came in here for her first appearance.
It's very obvious when I do it.
And she went up to HR afterwards.
He's old and he's married. And
that's how I looked at it. I figured, I'm so old.
Right.
It's not going to be that creepy.
The desperation comes out.
We talked. We talked to her before the show. She knew what was going to happen. So
is that right?
You said, I'm going to creep it up?
Yeah.
Did we not debrief beforehand to find out?
Oh, hey now. You took your pants off?
I don't know what Eric is talking about.
Lord.
I went to the bathroom in the break. I don't know what.
As you always do with your little prostate problem.
Right.
It wasn't even during the break. He just leaves the show at any old time.
He just gets up and leaves.
Right. That's why he has no interest in sex with the hot girl that's on the show. He's got to pee.
It's a growing problem.
But listen, Eric,
I have
just
no interest
so you know,
in sex.
Nothing's
going to
happen unless
Andy.
You make it happen. Okay?
Honesty is the best policy.
There's a start to every making it happen,
that's
is there not?
Nothing's going to happen.
And never a finish with you.
He did at one point, Fred. I'm not sure. Fred, I'm not sure if you heard the whole segment.
This has never happened before.
There was one time that Eric referred to, come up with a nickname.
Yeah.
And he went with Cutie Patootie.
Cutie Patootie.
To which I almost lost my lunch.
Yeah. She's trying to be a professional, and he's calling her Cutie Patootie.
No.
She's not a professional.
She's not trying to be a professional.
What? She's done a lot of things.
Oh, I know.
Ben Roethlisberger, she was.
Well, listen.
Listen.
She interviewed Ben Roethlisberger.
Stop.
She did.
You're an idiot.
She's done
you really
a lot. Just to quote him back, I want the transcript read back. She's done a lot of things. Ben Roethlisberger. That's what you just said.
You're an idiot, Fred.
That's unbelievable.
You're an idiot.
Well, there's a dot, 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 and then after Roethlisberger, there's a comma. She interviewed him. So you can tie it together if you transcribe it
right.
Yeah,
no, Doc went down
right.
that road. It was very uncomfortable. You know, dude's a sexual
predator. You made it uncomfortable. I meant nothing by it.
I did.
Well, you didn't think there would be an obvious tie-in? A hot chick who used to comes from Pittsburgh and Ben Roethlisberger who hits on anything that walks?
And stripper sent in an email of her with a Facebook
right
photo that was the guy was cropped out, and they were trying to figure out who it was. And I said, maybe it was Roethlisberger.
Big Ben.
Yeah. Andy wasn't here, so I had to take the immature role, and I'm not as good at it as Andy. I'll admit, Andy's much more immature than I am.
And I had to take the Fred role.
Well, Philip
asking the inappropriate questions.
Philip in Sweden says, "Hello, guys. And definitely not a guy, Eric, or at least a guy with no stones for not reading the best part of my email when Lindsay was in the studio."
Which part was that?
I'm sure she could handle the semi-nude Fred comment. Good for
I don't remember
good
that part.
On you though for at least trying to make a move on her. So you did try to make a move on her?
No question.
Sure.
Oh wow.
You don't really think you have a chance, do you?
You have to try.
As usual, nothing about football or the Patriots. Thanks for a great show. Almost a year listening now. Keep it up. That's Philip in Sweden.
I mean, did Amon Gordon think he had a chance to make the roster?
Did they were they just suggesting that we had nothing on football or the Patriots last week? I mean,
because I heard it was dry as the Sahara.
Oh, okay. Because it was the opposite. It was a very dry.
But Philip, what was the
boring show?
What was the funny part of your email that I didn't read? I thought I read the entire email.
Well, if it was vulgar, I side with Eric because only Fred can say absolutely anything he wants because, you know, he's an extra craft. He has that security.
Like John and Lynn had the whole thing about Kevin Falk and marrying a woman named Martha.
The rest of us tend
to
try to stay away from. That kind of stuff.
That was good stuff.
Fireable offenses.
Hey, can I go on a rant?
Yeah.
You usually
do. Did you hear? Well, it's this
zero to hot.
This is. Yeah, I could go zero to hot on this, no question, to back up Mike in Puerto Rico. You guys know anything about this young girl, 16 years old, trying to sail around the world by herself?
No.
Her parents are let her do it. Oh, no.
It's a different one?
She's feared lost at sea.
Oh. Because one of them landed like a month ago. Or
something. Abby Sunderland, I think her name is. Yes, you're right.
Where?
Is two. Yes, and she's 16 years old, and the parents have gone. Well, she's such an experienced sailor. This, that, the other thing. This is her dream. Blah blah blah. So now she's feared lost at sea.
They couldn't put some type of monitoring device.
And
on
it's
her?
And it, you know sports. For some reason, it was on ESPN, and they had the little
sailing's a sport too, Paul.
It says sailing tragedy. I'm sorry. That's not a tragedy. I don't want her to be lost at sea. I don't want her to lose her life at 16. But I can't, you know, relate something like that with, like, you know, the oil crisis right now.
Right.
And that's a tragedy. This is not a tragedy.
This is stupidity.
Exactly. Right.
Mess with the bull, you get the horns.
That's what happens when you do stupid things. It was all, I think it was on 2020 last week.
Yeah.
And they had a series that was like four or five different things. A 13-year-old boy with his father scaled Mount Everest.
Yeah, I've heard about that one.
He got away with it. I mean, yep. He did it. He accomplished it. He's doing, like, all of the
He called
peaks.
His mother from the peak or whatever.
You know, if he doesn't make it down one of these hills, I'm not calling that a tragedy.
Yeah. Hill.
I'll refer to Everest as a hill. I did. That was pretty good. I just referred to Everest.
It's a little top hill. Top of the world, hey, but it's a hill.
Don't make a mountain out of a mountain.
Where's the girl from?
I forget.
From New England?
California, I want to say. I don't remember. I don't know. But just, it's very awkward to me. Very, very odd that these parents put their kids in these kinds of positions. I don't get it.
Yeah. With all the reality TV.
Sorry,
it's just,
end of
it's
rant.
Just disgusting what people will do to get on TV.
They want their 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. And what makes it even sadder is that there is enough people that will watch this that makes it, the networks want to show it. Oh, it's just terrible. James in Brisbane, Australia. Hopefully the gang's all there today.
Right.
Gotta say, for just the two of you, Tuesday's show was actually pretty damn good. I liked Eric's email reading policy. He got through more than what Fred did in the past month. Hope that makes up for my mix-up, Eric. I like the interview with Lindsay.
It does. Good
with
job.
Three Wise, especially the part when she called Eric Andy. Just kidding. It's all in good fun. I think she'll fit in very well. Try and get her on the show more often. Quick Pat's question.
Will.
I read that Chung has been working alongside Merriweather at safety. Does that open up one of the other guys to a trade, perhaps?
Well, that's what Mike Reese tried
to run your
promote
guy
on ESPNBoston.com, that maybe the Eagles, with the Marlon Jackson injury, who they've been using him as safety, would be interested in James Sanders, and I think that's just ridiculous.
Andy went and gave poor Mike Reese a forearm shiver the first time he saw him at practice. It was pretty uncomfortable.
It clearly, in camp, the bulk of the reps I've seen, Chung and Merriweather have been together. So,
yeah.
And since Merriweather, according to Pro Football Weekly, is the eighth best safety in football, wow. I'm going to assume that's starting caliber play.
God.
You know, Mike Reese, Fred, clearly the best Patriots writer there is, right? We've said that. He's our favorite.
We don't always agree with him, but
no, it doesn't mean we agree with him all the time. But he's our favorite. We think he's the hardest worker, nicest guy. We love him. He shows today yet again why he is just a cut above everybody else, thinking outside the box. Very rainy day here in Foxborough. We go out; it's a big grassy hill, and the
Everest?
Stands that we see. This is nothing like Everest. This is a big hill. But there's a lot of water on the ground.
Wet
the stands
benches.
That we normally sit at all wet. Mike Reese brings himself a chair.
A lawn chair.
From home. A lawn chair.
Folding chair.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
I mean, that's just, I'm sorry. He's just a step above everybody else.
There you go.
Brilliant!
Always prepared. He's like a Boy
Always
Scout.
Always prepared.
let's see.
He's kind of like a Boy Scout.
John and Lynn.
The aforementioned.
I was just talking about John and Lynn.
Well, he's in Cambridge, but thinking of going into Sharon.
Nice.
Fred and Andy were really missed at the last show. Paul and Eric had some good business-like football stuff, but it was pretty dry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Lindsay Petrucci's appearance on the show was a welcome reprieve, but it was painful
reprieve.
Hearing Eric trying to talk to her. I don't think chicks find desperation attractive. He sounded like the equivalent of one of those little dogs trying to hump one's leg. I later watched her debut on Patriots Today, and I think she nodded her head so much because of whiplash trying to recover from Bilo's rapid-fire monologue. He could have been the fast-talking guy in those old FedEx commercials. She should learn from her pronouncement of the big thing that sticks out to her.
Total bobblehead.
I thought she wasn't allowed in the locker room. I like her, though. Hopefully she'll get a word or two in edgewise with B-Lo if he ever takes a breath. Anyway, I'd like to hear some discussion about a couple of comments on Reese's blog, speaking of Mike. Troy Polamalu wants to see his team return to its winning formula of clock-churning offense plus smothering defense plus solid special teams equals winning football, and this wouldn't work with a pass-happy offense like the Pats. He claims that the Steelers used up so much energy smothering that they needed the running game to keep them off the field to rest a lot. This infers that the Pats' defense have been conserving their energy the past few years. I find this interdependence of offense and defense interesting. What, did you guys read about that?
No.
Yeah. I didn't read about it, but I did.
See, I think Polamalu, I understand what he's saying, but if my offense can score in three downs,
score in three downs,
and have 7 points on the board,
yes.
that helps me too.
I would also say the Patriots, since 2007, have been among the leaders in time of possession.
Yeah.
Even though they don't grind it out and
run
the ball.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So what difference does it make how you're holding onto the ball?
That's right.
If you look at 2007, that defense was good, but it wasn't nearly as good as 03, 04. But because they were playing with 14 to 21 point leads almost every game.
Right.
For most of the game.
Right.
That helped the defense.
Right.
And that also helps your time of possession, too, because the other team's throwing all the time and
they
generally in bad,
right.
in bad yeah. situations. I would also say, you know, I didn't remember Troy Polamalu, and I like Troy Polamalu. I think he's a very good player. And,
isn't
and,
it?
But I think it's I don't remember hearing these quotes from him after they won the Super Bowl in 08, whatever. What was the last Super Bowl they won when they beat Arizona? 08, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have a grind-it-out, turn-the-clock offense that year. It was Ben Roethlisberger,
they had no
Antonio
running
Holmes,
right.
and Hines Ward.
Right.
That's how they scored.
Don't you think he's talking about what they are going to be by necessity? Ben Roethlisberger is going to be suspended. Rashard Mendenhall has established himself, as I predicted, as one of the better backs in the league. They're going to ride that bell cow.
He can't get
and they have a good team
a paragraph without patting himself on the back.
But in all seriousness, don't you think he's basically kind of like saying it because that's what's going to be?
It could be, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. But I just...
And what is it? There at
I
least a month without Roethlisberger, right?
Pittsburgh had that reputation for the better part of 30 years. But recently, that's not how they've played, and they've been successful not
right.
playing that way.
And part of the reason they sucked last year was special teams. You know, he said we got to improve.
Special teams, absolutely.
They gave up, like, kickoff return after kickoff return. Every time I saw them, they were giving up a big return.
I think eight.
So, I mean.
Eight or nine returns.
You take that
touchdowns.
Out right there, and they're a significantly better football team already.
John also says, how about Ty Law opining that with so many veterans gone, the rookies won't be able to learn the Patriot way? I won't go on about what way he followed, but is there a Patriot way anymore?
That was totally taken out of context.
I think as long as there's
as long as Bill's
Belichick,
here, there's a Patriot
yeah, way.
But there's a way
but
he
think,
wants it.
Yeah,
whether
think,
it is
yeah.
that way is different.
Bill still has a Patriots way, but do enough players
yeah.
follow that?
The Patriot way is we want smart, tough, smart football players. And
he threw a blog.
No, but you know, it's that thing, and
well, it's team.
Do your job.
It's team
do
over,
your job.
Over individual,
right.
too.
Versatility.
Yeah, do your job. Yeah.
But I think that right there is what Law's talking about, that maybe some of the young players are saying,
blah,
the
blah,
Patriot
blah.
Way, smart, blah, blah. Let's just play football. That's right. what he's talking about. They're not invested in it. They know what it
well,
is.
Well, that's up to yeah. Bill Belichick and the veterans like Will Fork and Brady to get them invested
but,
in it.
But
you know, that it starts now. That's
but
where
saying
start...
it and doing it are yeah. different.
I think
and when you had these great veteran leaders and the leadership council and all the guys Bill met with on a weekly basis
right.
as your translators, and I'll even take it a step further to Romeo Crennel, Charlie Weiss, you had a lot of people selling the message.
Right.
I don't know that you have all those now, except
well,
James Sanders.
I think you still do.
I agree with Ty Law.
They're not
you
the
see
same...
how we snuck that in?
They're not the same people, but I think that it's the same way. That they are trying to win.
Trying.
No, right. but that, I don't
try
think,
and succeed.
I think Ty,
well,
I mean,
we'll see.
I don't want to speak for Ty here, but I think that what he's talking about is, are there enough players that are fall? I don't think that anything has changed philosophically in
and we
New
won't
England.
See.
No.
We already saw 1 year. And from ownership through quarterback down to Pro Bowl nose tackle, everyone has said that the chemistry and team unity and all that crap we're talking about, the Patriot way was the wrong way last year.
Well, it
Fact.
Wasn't instilled.
Fact.
Or it wasn't
wrong
instilled.
Way.
Yeah.
They weren't buying into it.
Okay, so we've already seen 1 year wasted.
It's kind of like what I talk about with Brady specifically is, are there enough players around here that follow that way? They know that way. You know, you know.
What's that, hugging Kobe Bryant?
There's enough guys.
Is that the way?
There's enough guys around here that obviously, you know, the Vince Wilforks and the Matt Lights and, the, you know, in addition to Brady and the other veterans that have been around and have been successful. But there's also a lot of guys that are going to be a big part of this team that haven't been part of that.
That's true.
And I think that's what Ty Law is talking about. Do they have enough guys that know the Patriots' way?
And John wants me to read this. He says, what if Kevin
See, this,
Falk...
Yep, this is going
to
be good.
What if Kevin Falk moved to Athol and married a woman named Martha? She would be Martha Falk in Athol.
Didn't we already read that?
Oh.
No,
well,
we
I just kind of said it because I thought it was an old
on.
Email. I didn't realize it was still around.
So, anyway, he wanted me to
I wouldn't have spoiled that on you, John. That was very funny.
Lunch today is
provided
by Warren from London.
Thank you,
Warren.
Good job,
Warren. He's a good lad.
He says, enjoy
the
lunch.
Oh, see what you did there.
I'll be over for the Vikings game, and we'll pop in with Mark from the UK the Thursday before the game to buy you lunch this time in person.
Now, is that Mark
from
Cheddar?
Oxford or Mark from Cheddar? Yeah.
I don't know.
Because they're both in the UK. Sure. Yeah.
And he says, go England, we will whip the USA in football on Sunday.
And Paul's actually rooting for that.
No, yeah. The U.S.
Paul could care less if the U.S. gets
the
killed.
The U.S. will win, man. I'm rooting for America. It's my country.
Tis of thee.
I just don't care about soccer. I'm sorry. That makes me an American, I guess.
No, but you should care about Americans.
I do care about America.
If Americans watch grass grow, you should root for them to watch it grow better than any other country.
I just don't care about soccer. If that makes me a bad person. No.
Rooting against your own country makes you a bad person.
I don't root against my country.
Well, Travis,
to be honest with you, what I said was I don't care. Not that I'm rooting against
them. Well, you don't care about anything.
There's a big difference between rooting against my country and not really caring.
Well, Travis,
because I don't like the sport.
Travis sees it another way.
Yeah, I know.
He's from New Hampshire.
I know nothing
about
it. His name is Travis.
He says this one's directed at Mr. Paul Perillo, who seems to have some hatred.
The email That's Paul Perillo, for those of you that didn't understand anything that Fred just
garbled.
Hatred toward the sport of soccer in general, which is his right, for whatever twisted reason he may have. But how does Paul say that he would watch the game with the UK fan club as long as he doesn't have to watch any of the game?
Because I like the UK fan club and I don't like the game.
Or that he doesn't care if the US loses 5-0. Are you serious, Perillo? Are you that much of a schmuck that you won't even root for your own country in an event that only happens every 4 years?
I thought he was a dink.
I'm no hockey fan by any means, but I rooted for Team USA in hockey throughout the Olympics anyway. I'm an American. I want them to do well. Most people seem to grasp the concept, but not you. That's why you are a dink, Paul Perillo. Only a dink wouldn't care if the U.S. loses to Saturday to England. It's kind of a big game. It's the World Cup. I hope Northeastern loses its whole athletic department and goes under, you fat calzone-eating traitor, and say hi to the guys.
I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be in the Coast Guard, and I'm proud to be from Boston, Mass.
I still remember when she said Coast Guard, and then I was just like, no, don't do it.
What's that from?
Don't do it. I knew Boston, Mass.
NFL opener on Washington on the Mall. When they used to do like various concerts and stuff to open the season, they had some military troops and they were on stage, whatever, and that was from it.
Yeah,
Coast Guard. In case you couldn't tell,
Travis, I'm sorry, I don't like soccer. Only a soccer fan could get that mad about someone else not liking the sport that they
like. I like the venom that he had, but he called you a dink, which was kind of like
third grade.
Well, but it's a softer way. I thought he was going to call
it's
like
almost like your grandmother getting mad.
It is kind of dinky not rooting for your country.
Yeah. I'm not.
He's kind of a dink.
Listen, don't
dink the clown.
Don't take this disdain for soccer anywhere it doesn't need to go. It has nothing to do with America.
But I know.
I don't like the sport.
Travis,
and I don't care who wins in the
regardless
games.
Regardless of the sport, you are interested because your country is involved.
You're rooting for the bobsled team, too?
Yes.
No, you did not. Shut up.
I watched the Olympics a lot. Of course I did.
I always do.
I always do, yeah.
Yeah.
Slap a flag on it, and I'm all for it.
Did they win?
Who? I don't know.
That's how much you rooted for.
Come on, Doc.
No, I'm saying in the second that I'm watching TV, I'm saying, go bobsled team.
Yeah, go USA.
I forget immediately whether they win or lose. But all I'm telling you is that I won't put it on to watch it because I don't like the game.
You're stubborn.
Not because I'm rooting
you
against the U.S.
You are very stubborn. No, matter
no you're indifferent.
You are so stubborn.
You said you could care
Paul
less if they
There's absolutely no question that I'm stubborn.
You're very stubborn.
I've never argued with you, though. Yeah. I'm the most stubborn person I've ever come across.
Right.
I've never argued with you on that. I am stubborn.
Has nothing to do with soccer.
But you're what I'm saying stubborn. Is it has nothing to do with nationalism. This you're taking my disdain for soccer and making it out to be a hatred of America.
But
nothing could be further from the
but
truth.
But your disdain for soccer is getting in the way of your love of your country.
No,
and
it's
you're,
not.
You're allowing it to get in the way of the love of your country.
But you're making it out
you
to be, I'm going to be upset.
But soccer is getting in the way of that. And because of that, you won't even turn on the TV and root on for your country.
No, I'm not going to turn on the TV because I don't like soccer and I don't find it interesting.
And so because of that, you're not.
It's bad enough going to my son's games.
You're not even going to support your own country because of that.
Yeah, I'm not supporting them. So I have to watch it to support them.
Yes. How else can you?
Okay.
You
well, I guess you're not a really good American. You don't watch all the different Olympic sports.
I do.
On a regular basis.
I do.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I logged a lot of hours watching the Olympics.
I didn't say you didn't watch a lot of the Olympics, but I'm sure you didn't watch every sport.
I did everything I could. You're making
your disdain for America is really
you're
troubling.
Making a conscious effort not to watch.
No, this is all about soccer.
I'm not saying
only soccer fans get mad when other people don't like their sport.
If Will had a game, of course you can't watch the game because you have other.
He just said he doesn't want to go to that either.
I know.
He threw Will under the bus for some reason there.
There's nothing worse.
His disdain for youth sports is getting in the way for his love for his child.
Yeah.
You know, that's the level of his stubbornness.
Right. It's just a disdain for the sport. That's all.
But that's fine.
But again. again, only soccer fans get mad when other people don't find their sport as interesting as they do.
Well, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
Baseball fans?
Baseball fans are as arrogant. They don't care about you. They're arrogant.
No, but they don't understand
baseball
why
fans
everyone
don't,
doesn't
no,
think
they
it's
don't.
The best sport
no,
ever created
baseball
by man.
Fans are happy to be on their own little church all by themselves.
Yeah, and they think that
worshiping
everyone should
baseball.
Be in it.
No,
they
don't
understand when everyone.
Matter of fact, it's the opposite. If you don't feel like that, they don't want you.
Yeah. I kind of agree with Paul.
That's the
I don't
arrogance
know if it's
of baseball.
Just soccer, but they're at the top of the list of that. They don't get why no one else can see what makes it great.
It's a total yeah. arrogance of baseball. It's a whole different thing. If you don't feel like they do, they don't want you in their little club.
That's a good point. That's probably true.
Football fans are the only ones that have it right.
Soccer is embracing.
Football fans just say, hey, we're the most popular and we don't care.
Right.
We're the most popular sport.
Take us or leave us.
Take it. Yeah. They're the only ones that they don't have that arrogance. Soccer fans, forget about it, man. If you don't find soccer interesting, then you're just a dumb, ignorant, ugly American.
Good news is the guy who was hospitalized for an ankle sprain is going to play for America.
But you know
another
what?
Miracle.
You know what I will say, Paul?
He's cured!
If you don't find the World Cup interesting...
Magic spray. You're an idiot. Call him an idiot.
I don't know if you're an idiot, but you are stubborn.
Listen...
We've established that.
Let me ask you this. I love baseball, as you know, as much as anybody. Yeah. I don't find the World Cup of baseball interesting.
But that doesn't have the history of the World Cup of soccer. World Cup of soccer does mean something to the sport. The World Cup of baseball is ridiculous.
Okay.
But World Cup soccer is, it really does mean something.
Okay.
It's life and death in places.
I think it's interesting.
But it's the perfect example of just what I'm talking about. World Cup does mean something.
It does.
Says you. It doesn't to me.
Says the world.
Why does it get you mad that I don't like it?
I can't believe you're not interested in it.
Why? See, that's where I'm jumping ship. I was fine ripping him for rooting against America.
Right.
But to say that he can't not be interested.
I'm not rooting against America. Stop saying that.
Well, that guy said it.
The very fact that the rest of the world is interested means, to me, I say, oh, I want to see what everyone else is interested in.
Well, I like to form my own opinions.
Right.
I don't like to have the rest of the world form my own opinions.
Oh, he's watching enough soccer like I have.
Wait a minute. You
watch a lot of soccer in his day.
But you think that I just grew up.
He watched as much soccer as he's eating peas. And he doesn't eat green vegetables.
But wait a minute. You're telling me that I just decided
fish.
I just decided.
I've tried fish.
I don't like soccer. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to try to learn about it. I just decided I don't like it.
You don't.
That's why I know I don't like
fish. That makes sense.
He's given it enough chance.
He has.
Yeah, like I have with the fish.
Everybody has
given
it
plenty of chance.
At the world level? At the world class level?
I've seen World Cup games.
Yeah. And they're good.
Well, that's your opinion. In my opinion,
they're still soccer.
It's still soccer. It's still dull to me.
All right, web
I'm
radio.
Sorry that offends people, but
webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number.
Cal's
Brad
Zimmering.
In Baltimore is on the phone. Hey, Brad,
why don't you read his follow up?
Oh man, would you guys quit insulting me and quit saying Baltimore?
Why? Where are you?
Where are you from?
I'm on the Eastern Shore. I am on the good part of Maryland.
I am reading what our great producer wrote.
You just said Baltimore when you called, so.
Brad in Baltimore.
No. Anyway, I won't pick on Doc. I like Doc.
I don't.
Doc
I
held
don't.
His own yesterday. I told him that when I called in. On Tuesday. Sorry, I listened to it on Wednesday. I thought he did very well with the Roethlisberger line. He took it right to the edge, and he didn't say his name. And I thought that's where... You know, Lindsay's going to have to learn, you know, New Englanders, we are not
nice.
We are not Pittsburgh fans. So, anyway,
it's
good
true.
Stuff.
I told her, I met her last week, and I said, favorite team's the Patriots now, right? She goes, well, I like to be impartial. I'm like, no.
That's not going to cut it. That's what I'm afraid of.
Honesty is the best policy.
Imagine what she must be thinking. I thought I was in professional journalism, and I can't say, no, I like to be impartial. No, that's not going to cut it.
Lower right corner.
Not gonna cut it when it's New England. When she's doing New England sports, you got to be New England.
That's right.
That's like when people ask Larry Bird, you know, how can he not still root for the Celtics? I mean, for crying out loud, doesn't matter that he's in the ownership of the Pacers.
Wow. I'll give him a.
Have
pass
you been drinking,
there.
Brad?
No, I don't drink.
Too many crab cakes.
Maybe you should start.
Yeah.
Have you ever had crab cakes with hashish in them?
No, I think the show Tuesday. I think Eric and Andy, Eric and Paul, they held their own. They did all right.
Good.
I know Eric was holding his own.
I'm glad to see I can leave and everything doesn't go to hell.
I thought you were going to say it when he said it about Doc, but it took you a while to wake up, didn't it?
It's definitely better when he says it about you.
You're the desperate one.
So I unfortunately I missed the first like 5 minutes. Just give me a synopsis. Did anybody die or break a leg in the first, you know, in the OTA today?
No. Lee Bodden got a little banged up, but doesn't look like anything serious. Tom Brady struggled mightily for the bulk of the practice.
Okay.
Except at the end in 7-on-7 when it counted.
Okay. Is Hoyer looking any better? That's the key, real key. Brady will be there when the gun's down, but
I thought Hoyer was fine. What, has he been
I
bad?
Didn't notice anything bad. Has he what?
Has he been bad?
No.
No, I meant he's improving. I wasn't making a bad comment.
See, I don't think he...
Is he hanging in there?
I'm not sure he can improve on the thing he needs to improve on, and that's arm strength. I think he has a questionable NFL arm.
Well, I have another question when I forgot. What about the punting? I haven't heard anything good about punting
wildly
so
inconsistent.
Far.
And today I'm not sure they punted much.
No, they would shit.
Well,
they would
Dave King,
balls
to I apologize to him and his mother and his wife. He stinks. He cannot kick an NFL football. When they do actual teamwork, he shanks everyone like off the side of his foot. You know, maybe he'll get better in months to come, but he is struggling to learn the ball.
Doesn't have many months, though.
He doesn't hit it straight. Well,
maybe they're asking him to do something he hasn't done. Like,
yeah, kick an NFL football, but that's the job.
A special angle that he hasn't ever
done. Well, they're doing that with Mesko, too.
Mesko's changing a lot of his stuff,
yeah.
But it's like a shank, a bomb,
and then he
lets
off a 65-yarder.
King is shank. Like, they were trying to do drills the other day with the returners, that the returners couldn't do the ball thing, holding one and catch the other one, because they were running, like, 45 yards across the field to try to get his kicks that were in the porta-potty and in the billboards. And he seems really nice, but he's been left as a ball boy. He's essentially a ball boy who catches Stephen Gostkowski's kicks.
Well, well, that's the thing, too. If they
did it very well today. Kept the ball off the wet grass.
If they were splitting the holding balls.
I assume.
Yeah. Now, just so you know, if they have a game today, they would not be able to punt, I don't think, at an NFL level.
That's an issue.
So do you think this is a move by the New England Patriots to globalize their team, even if it's only in the OTAs and the beginning of spring training?
No.
To, you know, bring in a world player, seeing as the NFL Europe is gone and you don't get any of those, you know, other country players coming in?
We're already big in Hungary. We have a Hungarian website run by Anne DeBosey. And so we don't need Zoltan.
He's from Australia.
We're already big.
I was going to say, what's
talking about Zoltan?
Australia?
Yeah, but we're talking about, he's talking about.
Oh, Dave King?
Yeah,
Mesko has
Dave
a future
King.
As your punter.
Yeah.
Dave King,
I
why
don't know.
Is he here?
You don't think we can punt in an NFL
I know.
Today
I haven't heard anything
not.
Good about anybody.
We could not today. You would hold your breath every snap.
How can Mesko, I mean, unless they are just, and to me, I guess this is drafting a pitcher and then telling him he's got to throw with the other hand.
Right.
No,
how could he be still good in college?
Because they're changing his footwork.
It's a completely different style of punting.
What it would be like, to use your analogy, it'd be like drafting a pitcher who throws 100 miles an hour, but teaching him to throw a curveball and a changeup as well.
Right.
That maybe he didn't have at the collegiate level because he didn't need it.
But
that's what they're doing with Mesko.
They kick the ball.
But
there are
different ways of doing it.
It's not the object to just kick the ball as far as you can every time you kick it. There are times, and Andy pointed out, he had a different style where he kind of took a couple of steps sometimes. There is directional kicking. There's plus 50 kicking. There's a lot of specialization at the NFL level.
There's end-over-end
that
kicking,
guys don't necessarily do at the college level. That's all they're doing. I think if they lined up and they were on their own 20-yard line, they'd have no problem getting a kickoff. But I might not think the same way if they were on, say, the 45 and you're looking to get the team pinned back inside their own 10.
I think at this point,
you have some 3 years.
At this point, I would say, if you told him, do whatever you need to do to get the ball as far as you can, I think you could
He'd
do it.
He'd be fine.
But I think if you said, we want it done our way, I think he might struggle. Even trying to boom one, I think he's thinking, okay, one step, drop here, blah, blah, blah. Hopefully it'll work itself out.
So therefore, what you guys are saying is, when you're saying he booms one, shanks one, and is okay on one, the boom, he's kicking like he always did.
I think the change-up and the okay is the perfect. No, I think we're saying at all. He is using their fundamentals, their techniques,
and every once in a while
working
he gets
it out.
But yeah, it's not going to happen overnight.
It's like the golf swing that he's trying to perfect something so that it hits the exact same spot on his foot every time.
Yeah.
And in 4 years of college and being a captain of a team, nobody ever said,
they
hey,
didn't,
you know, we
no.
noticed you're dropping that off the side of your foot all
no,
the time.
They had
a whole different style.
They wanted him to do it one
why
way.
Are they changing
it's like
his
Tim
style.
Tebow. It's like Tim Tebow.
But I know.
Because the style won't work at the
because
NFL
Because they
level.
Want him to
why?
Do more than one
because
thing.
Because there's an extra step and a half in there, he'll have every kick blocked.
Okay. So, but that's what we want to get to. Why?
Just
is
like
it?
Tim Tebow was telegraphing his passes, and he's telling you down here how he's going to throw it.
Then why draft him?
Because they think he can do it. Why did the Denver Broncos draft Tim Tebow in the first round? Because they think he has the overall physical talents to be an NFL quarterback.
But I think it would help the caller and maybe other people listening to explain the differences in punting in college in the NFL. Is the snap shorter? Is, you know, what is the difference?
His style. He was,
no, the snap is the same.
He would run and punt, essentially.
It's a completely different style.
Instead
of
just the quick.
So they're thinking because that guys are faster in the NFL, there's he more won't get away with what he got away with in the
more,
college.
More often than not.
You've watched some games, Fred. Punting in college football is totally different than the NFL. They have 18 different types of formations that various colleges use with, you know, instead of a personal protector,
three,
you have
three personal
three,
protectors.
Four guys. There's teams that use huge splits and almost two walls. I mean, there's a variety. That's the NFL is pretty boring in that manner. Most teams have their punter 15 yards deep with a personal protector, two wing guys, a line, a couple gunners. Boom, that's what we're doing. And he didn't do that a lot. It was different. Not to mention the other aspects that a lot of times in college, the idea is to punt the ball as high and as far as you can. That's not the idea a lot of times in the NFL.
So
he has two things to work
Patriots,
on.
Patriots, he's a project. Mm-hmm. They project that maybe he could do this. What's plan B?
I don't think there is one. I think he's plan A.
They'd have to,
say,
I think
David
he'll be
King
fine.
Plan B, it sounds like we're up a creek.
Yeah. Yep. No, David King won't be plan B. I agree wholeheartedly with Andy's assessment. I just don't think he has the ability right now to be an NFL punter. Mesko is learning to refine some techniques, and I think it's just a learning process. But I think he has the ability to be an NFL punter.
Right.
I am not worried about the punting situation at all.
He still has a month and a half, 2 months before his first game, his first preseason game. That's a long time to try to perfect trying to change. So
but Fred's right. There's no net.
No, there
is no
right
net.
Now.
But I also I'm not really concerned
but
about.
There's
it
always a net. There's always a guy on the street you can
sign.
Well,
has Hansen signed with anyone yet?
But even beyond him, there are always guys we're not thinking of who you could sign tomorrow to be your veteran punter. Jeff Beagle's retired. Any one of those old guys that punted for 35 years.
Well, it's just nervous to see. I mean, because obviously we're not able to see him. You guys are at least able to see him every once in a while. But, you know, every write-up you guys are like, shank, shank, shank. And it's like, okay.
But we've also
this guy who was supposed to be
listen,
like the best
Tim,
in college.
Brad, whatever your name is. Brad?
Yes.
Brad? We've every time
that's,
we've
that's
mentioned
really nice.
That,
that's really nice.
I was thinking Tim because
the listeners love
before.
Eric. That's polite.
Every time we've mentioned the shanks, we've also mentioned that Mesko is going through a change in styles.
Thanks, Joe.
We've been fair about that, so
Chief.
Don't try to say that we're just going out,
great
out there.
Point,
no, no, I'm not blaming you guys. I'm just saying that it kind of makes you nervous that you know we
of
end
course.
Up a pick in somebody that seems like they're not very good at their trade.
But let's be honest. When was the last time Patriots had a good punter?
Forever.
Thank you.
Rich
Josh
Camarillo,
Miller was good.
Back in the Tupa? Early 80s.
Miller had his moments.
Josh Miller was
Tom Tupa.
I'd take Camarillo over any of those guys.
Oh, Camarillo was far and away the best.
Right. I mean,
that's
he
my
was
point.
He was the next coming of the
well,
next Sauerbrunn guy.
Sauerbrunn could have been good if he wasn't such a nut.
Who?
Sauerbrunn also
one
only
other
kicked
thing
for like
for
three
guys.
Games.
Well, I know, but he was a good kicker, you know?
Because he was juiced out of his mind.
Right. Exactly.
I do a draft every year, kind of on paper and everything, and I actually had Brian Anderson in the seventh round, so I missed it by one round. But I really was glad to see that you guys are thinking he's settled down, that he's you know, getting into it. Did he look any better today?
Bit.
Or I mean,
he looks
not
good.
Better, but
he looks good today. And he's with Zach Robinson in the feel good post practice effort guys. They ran a lot of extra routes together. Robinson to Anderson. Then he came over, and Robinson was taking snaps, and he was messing around over there. He tried some field goals. He certainly is taking the right approach in terms of staying on the field late and making coaches see and notice that you're willing to do pretty much anything in work. So,
well, I think it'd be nice to have a 6'5" guy. Every once in a while down there in that 10-yard line to go with Moss because, you know, you roll three guys over to Moss. Last year we didn't have anybody on the other side to throw to. So to have another 6'5" guy that Brady can just chuck it up in the back corner of the end zone and go up and get it, that's nice.
We will. His name's Gronkowski.
Well, that's true, too. But he'll be in the middle.
It's right. Your boy Anderson will not make the roster, but he may be on the practice.
Very, very
interesting
to see this whole thing.
That's why I spotted him on my drafting when I called several weeks ago. But it's nice to have him there.
Yep.
All right. Thanks All right. for the that's Brian from Chesapeake Bay.
That's Brad.
Brad.
Brad. Tim.
All right. Web radio at patriots.com. I even heard him laugh. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address 508-543-7482.
Really tickled your funny bone, huh, Fred?
That was good.
He
liked
did.
That.
Yeah, it was good, Fred. It was good.
All right, Tracy in Vegas says, I can't believe that I actually agree with Paul. When did Fred become a teabagger for soccer?
Wow.
I've always liked the game.
Not sure. No, Fred has always liked soccer, but in fairness to Fred, you've never been one of those guys that's trying to brainwash me into liking it with you.
You're right. I understand, especially in this country, why you're just not that interested in soccer.
I just don't find the game. Maybe it's I don't know about it, but I just don't find it all that intriguing.
I think at the international level, soccer is a wonderful game to watch, but compared to the NFL, it's not even close. It's
still fatally flawed. It's
would you let Will play if he said, Dad, I want to play soccer?
Will can do anything he wants. You know,
would you support him?
Within the boundaries of the law.
Would you support him? Like, would you go to his game?
Of course I would. I would never miss any game.
Would you let him do a mascot?
Any game. That's inappropriate.
Oh.
That's inappropriate.
Okay. You did it, Dad. I learned from watching you. Uncle Fred told me.
Did we actually mention that specifically on the air?
We'll talk about that.
And
before. I usually ask, did she have the head on when you were doing her?
No. The costume was never involved.
Was her head bobbing?
A nice girl.
I never actually asked that before.
All right. Webradiopage.com, 508-543-7482. Let's take a quick break. We've got a lot of emails. We'll be right back.
PFW in progress. These guys rock.
You're damn right they do.
Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in? It
says here American Airlines flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. Says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited, but only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at AA.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. And you want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Yeah, don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together, talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Christina was Lebanese.
I think she was.
She
wasn't
was.
She?
And both of our father's names are Joe. This is what people are telling me. So we have a couple things in common.
Wait, her dad's nickname was Bubba, she would say. But you're right, his real name was Joe.
Yeah. Just so you know, you're starting to creep me out a little bit.
She told me.
How does that just come up?
Because we were talking about Florida football and how she used to, her dad used to take
That's
her.
That's the normal thing. Florida football, Steve Spurrier, and my dad's nickname is Bubba.
All right, TG and NJ writes in, at webradio@patriots.com. He says, yo, Paulie, driving around down here in North Jersey yesterday, got stuck in traffic as usual. When I noticed the car in front of me was sporting a Northeastern sticker in the back window with Jersey plates, no less. So, Paulie, you're not the only Northeastern fan after all.
It's a relatively large school. I mean, it's not like you're the only one.
In Jersey, is a lot of there's a lot of New England college students from New Jersey. They come up Northeastern, BU.
Myself.
BC. You knew a few of them?
Of course you did. Please do not
You lived there for how long?
No, but when I lived here, I knew some people from Jersey that went to Northeastern and BU. Please do not put the new girl on air with Fred. It was awkward enough listening to Squidward and Pauly trying to talk with her on Tuesday. We don't need Fred's interaction with her. She'll be on the next flight back to Pittsburgh. And football question to ponder, which key player, either starter or hopeful draftee, will be injured during training camp and miss the start of the season, either PUP or IR? That's kind of a bad question to ponder.
I mean, the obvious one is Sean Crable, but you know.
Well, if he's done, he's...
Yeah. I don't think Sean Crable has any chance of going on IR unless he, like, literally breaks a bone in training camp and has to go on IR.
Right.
Even then, I think they might make a settlement with him. No. I don't think he gets another year
if
he can't play. We're wondering specifically
speculating on who's going to get injured.
Start in PUP.
I don't know if I like this question.
Yeah, I mean,
even I pulled a Fred and wasn't listening.
Yeah, well, and who wants to be right with that?
Yeah, you could add. Yeah, Fred. Fred would participate if you were asking any of the other 31 teams, but not the Patriots.
Right.
That's not.
Can
right.
I throw one out there? Just pure fear, not a prediction on any way, because I think the guy is going to has the talent to be a very good player. Is Darius Butler is absolutely twiggish. He has, like,
he is
these
very slight. He's the opposite of Zach Robinson.
Yeah, he's, like, I just can't see.
A-cups?
No, I'm talking about, like, arms or, like, twigs. Like, just very, very skinny. Frail looking. Would you say frail is okay?
I don't know if frail is okay, but he is very slight. Very
slight
small.
Of build.
Well, he's lean.
And
lean
no, off. But other guys are lean. David Patton is as lean as they come
but he's
and is yoked.
Yoked.
Yeah.
Darius Butler is
but
slight
I've noticed,
of build.
I think that the...
But
the
not, again,
the
not
corners.
Injury.
I haven't really seen McCourty much.
With his shirt off.
The corners are all kind of slightly built. Wheatley is pretty small, and Wilhite's pretty small. Now I think Butler's
not broken both arms multiple times.
Now I think Butler is the smallest. I think Andy's right. In terms of
Bodden's,
being thin, and
Bodden's probably the most solid.
Yeah, Bodden's probably the biggest. But, and I'm not talking height and weight. I'm just saying, you know,
look. Filling out a frame.
Thick.
You like him thick.
Like Ty Law was a thick cornerback.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Hamza in Toronto writing in before the show. Hope everyone's there today. When Tuesday's show started with Paul and Eric, I went, oh, God.
That's what I said.
2 hours.
We both said that.
2 hours of, yes, that's want with an O, Paul. Actually, it wasn't that bad, although sorely lacking in comic relief. Every time someone said something remotely questionable, you could almost hear the joke Andy would have made, but it never came. Also, Eric read way too many emails. I mean, really, Eric, it's not like it's an email show. Am I right, Fred? That's right.
More importantly, how many times did you say a lot of emails? Not once, just spent the time reading.
Oh, no,
we actually read
it a
couple
times. We said
it
a lot.
Well, in making fun of Fred.
Yeah. But it's really hard to be our normal, like, foolishness when there's only two of us, no matter who the two are.
It's true.
It's hard to do that.
Yeah.
We're a team. We're like, you know, if Welker's not out there, Moss can't succeed. If Moss isn't out there, Welker can't succeed.
The A-team, right, Paul?
Well, right. The A-team.
We can do a show together, yeah.
Even the A-team has a hard time with the tomfoolery.
Because Paul just blabbers on blandly about football, and I make jokes in the background.
Not much football to talk about today. Just wanted to say I'm not surprised about the Breer incident. Always found him way too self-righteous. I switched over to ESPN Boston as soon as Mike Reese landed there. Reese knows his stuff, but he's also personable with the fans and treats his opinions as just that, opinions. I also want to give a positive review to Lindsay. I'll miss Christina, but the new girl also seems like a natural radio and TV personality with a quick sense of humor, and she held her own with, despite Eric and Paul freaking her out.
We were all
from
holding
the get-go
our own, apparently.
In true Fred Kirsch, creepy old uncle fashion.
My girl holds her own. What exactly are they? We're talking about.
And it only
does
took,
it take two hands or one?
And it only took her half an hour to turn Eric down.
Took her that long? My guess is she knew immediately.
Towards the end of the show, Eric asked her if she could call her Cutie Patrooney, and after a pause, she said, no, Eric, that's okay. Girl learns fast,
I
want to
hear that.
How about Cutie Patrooney?
I don't like that.
No?
That's too... It's...
We almost got our second. It's kind of gay.
I think I may have followed up with that.
Phil from Nova Scotia, last Tuesday show, more douche chills slash minute than a Rico Suave video. I felt dirty just listening. It gave me flashbacks to Jodie Foster on a pool table. Wow.
Oh.
That was the thing in New Bedford, right?
That's yes, that's inappropriate. That's more inappropriate than Doc's Ben Roethlisberger reference.
And Zach from Syracuse says...
Syracuse? He says that every time.
Well, Zach... last show was just really awkward to listen to. It was really painful for me, especially the part where you were talking about her nickname and Eric asked if she had ever been called Cutie Patrooney. Wow, try not to try so hard.
Listen, about Cutie Patrooney.
We gave the fans everything they wanted and expected out of that interview.
Apparently
period.
Not.
No,
all
no we did.
Everything.
No, no, they're not complaining. That's exactly what they
want to complain.
They want to complain.
No, they
Fred.
Do want to complain. They got what they wanted. They wanted
exactly
to make fun
wanted.
Of Eric
See,
for being right, desperate, right. having no chance with the Hawk Growers in studio.
Just acting.
No, no, that was real.
I didn't say that, Fred. I said we gave them what they wanted.
I like
he
how,
wasn't acting, she wasn't acting.
But I do like how Fred, you know, somehow has convinced himself that if it were him doing the show, we wouldn't be getting all these same emails saying, my God, that poor girl, right. let her out of there.
Well, I wouldn't say Cutie Patrooney.
No, but she would be yeah. more inappropriate than Eric was.
I would have just, well, I can't say that.
But
just
you
so
would,
you know,
but you would have had she been here.
She, probably.
She is going to call your bluff. That is my early read on her. She's going to call your bluff.
Yeah.
She will take it further than you want to take it.
Right, and then she's going to make you feel uncomfortable.
Right. It's going to be a turning of the
table.
And
you'll know
what
it was like to be okay. Christina Akron.
She's willing to ding-ding it.
Well, that's okay. You know.
And she wants to come back on the show.
Right.
Well, we should have her as a regular guest. Right. Maybe we should give her some type of feature that can be sponsored.
How about we give her Shop Talk and call it Shop Talk?
Paul had already scheduled her for July 4th for the
that's true, you did.
Big revelation.
Right.
Why, what's happening on July 4th?
I forget.
No, she had a parade.
We were asking her about if she had a boyfriend or not. And she was like, maybe I'll wait a little while. And Paul said, well, come back on July 4th and we'll do a big special show and we'll unveil it then.
She does not have a
That's
boyfriend.
That's what I said?
Something like that.
Because if so, the boyfriend would be mad. Paraphrasing. If she's going around telling people.
I think, you know, honestly, we all like Christina, but that was her downfall. Trying to maintain a relationship with a guy in Florida or Georgia or wherever he was.
See, this is the kind of inappropriateness
it's
that we're talking
know.
About.
It puts a lot of pressure.
You're telling
on a
somebody
it's like
else
when Eric
what
has a girl
do.
In Delaware.
What?
You're telling someone else what they should do.
I didn't
do.
Say
or
she
Egypt.
Should do it, but I think that
that's a problem. Bite. What makes you think she had a problem?
I think it's difficult. I can't imagine
it is
not
difficult,
being
difficult.
But why she didn't play
she
along with your dirty, perverted ways?
No, I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, you have something to do with everything here, Fred.
Part of the problem.
Let's see. Oh,
see, that's her problem. Like, you're operating on the assumption she had a problem.
By the way, you didn't design CBS Scene in the mold of any specific restaurant chain, did you?
I don't.
What did you have in mind when you were designing that? What did you want it to be like?
Well, CBS, you think TV. So it had to have a lot of TVs in it to begin with.
No, but was there something you used sort of as a template, a predecessor in the industry?
Unfortunately, the problem with CBS Scene was...
Good try.
If there is a problem... The structure was already built. It was... I think it intended to be
That's
something
That's why Paul's
else.
Always winded by the time we get to the top floor.
So it was already built, so you had to kind of
they
design it within, you know, the framework that was already there.
But I don't use the elevator.
I was
That's
going,
why I'm winded when I get to the top floor.
Just being dumb. Do you see ESPN Zone went out of business?
No, I didn't.
I believe there's one left, but all the rest went out of business.
Is that right?
Yeah.
For real? Know?
Even the one in Baltimore where Brian goes?
Baltimore, Washington, New York.
Brad.
Vegas. I think L.A. or Anaheim stayed, but all the others, or maybe Disney stayed.
Huh, so they're getting out of the business.
I was wondering
I'm
about the Disney
sure,
one.
Well, I'm pretty sure they said only L.A. remains.
I make the Disney one. I usually go there every time I go down.
What was the reason?
Next month.
I mean,
I assume it wasn't making money. I mean, but it looked like everyone we've been to or seen looked like it was, you know,
the one on the board
crowded.
At Disney is always
yeah, it's not like they were empty.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just saw a thing on CNBC about it.
Wow.
Restaurant business. It's a tough business.
But ESPN, like sports bar, people go to sports bars. You need one of those in every city.
But, you know, the thing about restaurants, even like in high traffic areas like New York City, big changeover. After a while, people get tired of it and you have to change up, you know, either a new name and menu or just close up and start a new. You know, there's a big, big turnover in restaurants. Only a few.
It's a tough industry.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it like 5% success rate or something?
Something like that, you know. It's there's terrible. A high profit margin, but it's just tough to maintain.
Hey, there's Andy.
Oh, you just saw yourself on TV? I saw Silverman, too. Wow. Makes sense, because we're all there.
I was at that game. Where's the Paul? Last row.
Where's Paul?
Hey, girl.
Oh, my belly doesn't feel very good. Who was that? That was her?
Lindsay, yeah.
Jeff in Carrollton, Texas. Hey, guys.
Oh, Megan Kelly.
Megan Kelly, yeah.
Hey, guys. Ooh, the pickle commie America hater Paul and the creepiest pickup artist in the world, Eric. Slightly off-topic question.
Fails in that art as well.
I would be interested in hearing your thoughts on conference realignment in the NCAAs. Is it fair for college athletic departments to keep a tax-exempt status in light of the crazy huge TV deal that the Pac-16 is going to get from Fox? Also, how is Zach Robinson looking? Is he locking on to his favorite receiver as always? Listening to Eric try to hit on Lindsay was quite possibly the most awkward thing I had to listen to since Eric trying to hit on Christina Acra. Hey, Paul, North Korea is in the World Cup. Maybe you could root for them.
You commie bastards!
Since their leadership hates America as much as you do. Just kidding with you, Paul. Very well Eric, done. Not so much.
Very well done.
Screw you.
So, anyway, Zach Robinson fan, or maybe not fan. He said he locked on to his
This is the kid that had the class with his sister or whatever. Oh,
okay. I haven't noticed, to be honest with you, that he has or hasn't.
No, it's hard to tell.
Next practice, I'll focus on that.
So, anyway, I was telling you guys I had to go to L.A.
Yeah.
And I was meeting with the NFL, their interactive arm, and NFL Network, obviously, is all in L.A., and 2011, Patriots.com is going to be a completely different website.
It's going to be done in L.A.
It's going to be what?
What's that now?
They're going to do Patriots.com in L.A.? Is that the breaking news? No?
What the F is he talking about? Anyway, so...
At least you said F instead of a whole word.
Talking about those guys. Oh, there's a fly on that cookie.
And you know what they do? They drop eggs there.
Right.
The poop.
So I was out there meeting, and because it's website related, I had to bring the website gang with us. Janet Gauthier and Chris Ferreira came with me.
Is that how you say your name?
No.
Gauthier?
I don't know.
How is it?
Gauthier.
Gauthier.
Mm.
I thought it was Gauthier.
French for Walter.
I'm pretty
Walter.
Sure it's Gauthier.
So her name is Jana Walter?
Yes.
Oh. Any
He's never right, so don't ask him.
Any relation That's to right. Ken Walter?
No, because he was Walter. She's Gauthier.
But he could be Ken Gauthier.
No, he's not, though.
Okay. Anyway.
Proceed.
So we're out there and... Chris, who he says he likes to travel, but you wouldn't know it because we got to the airport, and you know how you check in now with your credit card, and you get your he's just standing there looking at this thing. and
this is like me.
And he's a webmaster.
This is after I've already used it, and he's like getting really nervous. And he goes, why do they need my credit card? Why do they need my credit card? And the stranger comes and goes, they won't believe me. They won't charge you. They're not going to charge you. So finally he gets the nerve up to put his credit card in.
Oh, my God.
And he's just lost. They're asking him his birth date. And he's like, what do I put here? I'm like, what your month were you born? it was unbelievable. Then we get to security. And, you know, they ask you for your ID. He pulls out his driver's license. The guy's like, sir, this driver's license expired in 2008.
Such an idiot.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's carrying around a 2008 expired license. And he's like, he gets all flustered. He had another one with him.
A real one?
Yeah, a real one. So he has to go in his wallet.
Wait, why did he have multiple
licenses? I thought they confiscated it.
Well, that's the question.
They don't confiscate it. I actually just got
in Rhode Island, they do.
I just got my license. They sent it to me in the mail because you don't have to get a new picture all the time.
Right.
But as soon as I literally got it yesterday. As soon as I got it, I went to my wallet, took my old one out, put it somewhere, not in my wallet, and I replaced it with the current one.
But even if you overlapped them and just put the new one on, why would you ever pull the old one out first?
Right. And the only reason why I kept it is just for
extra
someday,
form of identification.
Yeah, if I happen to lose my license, and at least I'll have something that, even if it's expired, says who I am.
He uses it first.
He uses it first.
He really is an idiot.
No, Paul just keeps his old one because he had hair in that picture. But anyway.
Not much.
So
he didn't.
So that was.
I've been around long
so
enough.
So that was like.
He cut it shorter this
time. Because he's behind me, and I hear,
today?
Sir, this is an expired license. I'm like, oh, God. You know, thank God he had another one.
Good Lord.
This is before you left.
This is, you hadn't even left Boston yet. This is when I got the email that said, boy, will I have stories
this
about
this. This was at Logan Airport.
Yeah. We haven't even left it. So then we get into L.A., and we got there late. It was
Nakatomi
like,
Plaza?
Do you have to. Direct flight, or did you have
a we had direct
stop?
Flight.
Okay.
So we get there late.
You sat right next to him?
No. All had.
Did you share a room?
You were lucky
way,
SOB.
By the
tell
way.
The truth. You were in first class while
no,
they were in
United
coach, right?
Airlines sucks.
Oh, boy.
You know.
Is that one?
Are they sponsored?
American.
Oh, okay.
We're good.
Okay. But he had no idea when he said it.
They, you know, this is a cross-country flight. They fit you in there like sardines, and then the stewardesses takes an attitude with you. if your leg is sticking out or something, you know?
Fred, it's like unbelievable.
Wait, you were too fat for the seat? Is that how this story works?
But, you know.
You were hanging into the aisle.
That's how it's going for us.
They're getting all pissy with people if this does, is everything's not perfect. Meanwhile, we're jammed in there like, you know, it's crazy.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. Although
I know who I am.
Yell at you? On the way back, they, one of the stewardesses spilled a cup of water on Chris.
You know who I am.
On purpose, I hope.
I don't know, but you know, so that was good. And then we get to L.A. and it's late, but they have 24-hour room service. Chris orders a steak at 12:30 at night, which to our bodies is 3:30 in the morning. So he ate a full steak at 3:30 in the morning.
You must have been paying.
Well, it's room expense. But, yeah.
No doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
Had he had to have paid.
Oh, yeah.
Good night,
free
Fred.
Free food.
Right.
Right to bed.
Free food. That's why he got it. He probably wasn't hungry.
He couldn't miss up out on a meal.
Right.
And he may not have eaten it all. Did you see him eat it? Because he might have saved it and brought it home.
No, he said he ate
it. He
the
might
whole
still
thing.
Be eating it.
Well, eating it to the wife and kids. Big news, kids. Steak dinner.
I said, you know, why don't you order one, you know, the second night you could just wrap it in a towel and bring it home.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah. He does it from here, up in the press box.
Yeah. So. It was a good trip, though. We're going to have a good website next year.
Hey.
Not that the one we have now isn't. But
we're getting a new webmaster?
No, we're getting a whole new
webmaster. Is this going to be universal for the league?
Well, all the teams are slowly getting onto the NFL platform. We're one of the last teams to do it. A lot of teams are already on it.
Because they needed it. We didn't.
So it's going
to
be like a universal
template
for every
site? No, every site will look completely different.
Oh, okay.
Just be in the
back
end.
It won't be like MLB, you know, Major League Baseball. All the sites will look completely different, but they're all in the same back end.
Yeah.
So if you like, you know.
He couldn't even find exact. He just started laughing because a back end joke and Eric's involved.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. Nano says, on Tuesday's show, Eric asked Lindsay if she had done a package yet. Then he got worked up over college realignment, and she had to tell him not to get so emotional. Then he told her that everyone hates him. And finally, Eric...
You did?
Yeah.
So he went sympathy. Desperation was followed by sympathy.
She was
this
saying,
"Is all about you, this interview?
Are you ready to stop talking and listen?"
Okay.
Yes, he's getting mad.
We were asking her about the boyfriend thing, and she said, "No, I don't want to say anything." And she said, "Oh, that people probably aren't going to like that." And I said, "You're right, because I tried that approach with Fred, and everybody started to hate me because I wouldn't divulge information."
Yeah, that's why.
It doesn't matter. You don't.
Or
have
whatever.
Breasts. She can do a lot of things you can't do. Her breasts get her in.
Good point.
Finally, Eric tricked Lindsay into saying dicks and beaver. Next time he can get her to say the C word like that little girl did on the Today Show this morning.
What?
The C-U blank blank word?
Yes, on the Today Show.
Wow. Matt Lauer? Did he do that?
Is that what happened?
I got to tell you, that's more offensive than Janet Jackson's nipple.
Sure.
Especially if they goaded her into
and
it.
And there's nothing offensive about her nipple.
Right. I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
I enjoy nipples.
Paul's he's not even partaking in this. He's just, you know.
Well, he's not allowed to in North Korea.
I was here. I experienced this.
He was part of the awkwardness.
I was part of the creep show.
Kim Jong-Paul over here.
I'm just happy I know who that is.
Right, nothing else to say. I was
Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat.
Instead of Amistad.
Amistad. Oh, yeah, yay.
What a buffoon.
Joel writes in, great show as usual. Haven't emailed in a while because I haven't been able to listen live in a while. And as much as I hate to admit it, I have to agree with Paul. I have such a complete indifference to soccer that I really don't care who wins.
Call me.
I have no interest in soccer and I never will. It is not an American sport and never will be. Having said that, I just finished listening to Tuesday broadcast and wow. If that didn't send Lindsay running and screaming from the pompous brothers,
I might have to listen.
She truly has a thick skin and will probably
the
last until she
brothers.
Comes back on the show and one of you corners her with an inappropriate comment.
Creeps, okay, but pompous? I don't want to be aligned with Eric.
Who knows? Maybe it will be something as innocent as Fred trying to show her his man groomer just to get her opinion, or maybe Eric will bat his eyes puppy-like and inquire if she is into Scrabble. And God forbid the Frankenhead will try and break the ice with an amusing anecdote about his bodily functions, or Paul could relate one of his amusing stalker stories. However it goes, I am sure that the four of you will succeed where the brothers Grimm failed and drive her away from the studio never to return. And maybe then you guys will realize just how creepy you can be. And here is the football question. Both Brady and Manning are coming up on contract years. If you had the chance, Would you straight up trade Brady for Manning?
No.
I would.
I'm sorry. I actually say what I really think. I don't try
no,
to
it's just
homogenize
funny.
It on the Patriots.
I kind of expected you to say that, but then you said it. So.
I knew he was going to say it. And I know what Andy's answer is, too. He just said the opposite.
I don't know. I'm torn.
Yeah, me too.
Can I trade for the Brady? I mean, can I keep the Brady that used to try?
We're talking about right now.
That's what tears me.
Yeah.
If you want,
because I still think Manning is trying. Sometimes
no, I wouldn't have.
And I still think Brady is going into questionable territory in terms of priorities.
Mm. Hey, if you asked me this in 2004, the answer would have been different.
Right.
I would have said Brady 100 times out of 100.
But
I don't think the guy's the same. I don't.
I struggle with Manning as well. I don't think either is
perfect. Yeah, but I
think
Manning's better than he was then.
I think he is too, but I think he still chokes at times. I still see, we like to talk about the Manning face. I still see him hot and bothered, and that worries me. And that other thing that, who told me it for that story?
I do think there's a little bit of the Manning face is still a little bit of an issue.
Oh,
I
the
agree.
Vic Carucci thing where, you know, he goes into Bill Polian's office once a month with a notebook and says, these are the issues I want to address with the team this month.
Yeah, Brady used to do that when he cared.
That bothers me. Yeah, that bothers me.
It bothers you that he does it or does that?
Yeah.
Why?
He's a player. You are a player. You are not the
player. When you're a player like Manning, I want his input.
Input, yes. When I ask for it, when it's proper. But not, I don't have to answer to you.
You said it's once a month. It's not like it's every day.
I don't like having to answer to the quarterback.
Okay. Well,
how do you know he wasn't invited?
And how do you know that?
It's not the tone it was expressed in.
How do you know they have to answer to him? How do you know if he goes in there with A, B, and C, they say, Peyton, no. And that's the end of that.
That's not the tone that Vic implied.
He also said that Julius Peppers was going to be a Patriot.
Wow, I thought he was a friend of the show.
He is a friend of the show.
Holy shit.
Doesn't mean that everything he says is right.
Wow, we don't have any friends, because every friend we rip.
Look, I'm still...
Mike Reese, love him. He's the best. We'll be ripping him soon.
Well, I'm still going to love him.
Peyton Manning's a Colt. Tom Brady's a Patriot. I'm hoping it stays that way.
Peyton Manning is going to stay a Colt. Yeah. I am 100% sure of that.
Well, are you really?
Yes. Yes.
Why are you more sure about that?
Because I think they'll hand him ownership
owners,
or whatever it
both
takes.
Both owners said that they want their quarterback for a long time to come.
But they haven't been.
Why is Ursay?
I happen to think that both of those guys will stay with their teams.
Right. Why is Ursay?
But
I
do too.
You know, why
well,
do they
first
want...
of all, I've said it's 100% that both stay that way, but I think Manning is the bigger lock at 100%.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's 100% to 99.9.
We haven't read any stories saying that there's a disconnect between the Colts and
Peyton
Manning.
The owner said, we're going to give him the biggest deal ever, whatever it is, whatever it takes, he's going to stay.
That's Indianapolis media, and this is
New
England
media. No, it was Jim Irsay saying it.
No, I know.
That was a national media who broke that story, Fred.
If the Boston media, if Peyton Manning was here and nothing had been said since Irsay said that, they'd be saying something.
It was a national outlet that first wrote that story.
Polian has talked about it.
What did he say?
He said that we intend to get it done.
Well, so did Robert Kraft.
I don't know why you're painting us out to be that we don't think Brady's going to get done.
No, but what I'm saying is...
I
don't think anything different has been said in Indy than in Boston by both owners.
Okay.
No, we're not talking
about
that. Well,
the reason I'm giving you a 0.1% chance is because I'm not completely sure that Tom Brady wants to stay.
Based on stories from the media.
No. Based on where he has been the last three off seasons. No,
Fred, it wasn't
Peyton Manning continues to be in Indianapolis every day.
So you think if Peyton Manning was playing for the Chicago Bears, I mean, Tom Brady was playing for the Chicago Bears, he'd be there more than he is here?
I don't know. I don't know where
no,
he
might also
want to
be West Coast from there.
If he was playing in San Francisco, I think he would be in San Francisco more than he was here.
Not with his team.
I disagree
because he'd be closer to work.
I think he'd still be in Costa Rica and New York. And
well,
the
Costa Rica thing is kind of a pattern.
You know, that has nothing
it's
to
been
do
mostly
with the
L.A.
Patriots.
It's L.A. Yeah.
You I don't know exactly what
it's done.
You're
making it sound like the reason he's not here a lot is because he doesn't want to be with his team. That's just not true.
I'm saying that if he was in San Francisco, he would have been with his team more than he was this year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's all.
I agree
with that. And listen, I'm not making this out to be this huge let's bash Tom Brady thing. I'm saying 99.9% chance. That means... It's a virtual lock that he's back with the Patriots. That's what I feel. I think he will be re-signed. I'm holding out a glimmer of doubt just in that if he doesn't seem like he loves this area. I don't think he likes New England. I don't think he loves it here.
I think he loves Boston. He said it before.
Yeah,
just because he wore a Yankee cap, people think he doesn't like Boston.
I don't think he loves it here, Fred. I think that the day he's done playing football for the Patriots is the last time we see him for no reason in the New England area.
Where is he building his house?
Well, that's fine.
I mean, if there's a, if there's a celebration of the 2001 champions,
right.
he'll be here.
That's where he's from.
Right.
Again,
that's part of him.
Point.
Again, it's not a character flaw. Yeah. I'm not trying to make this up. That's,
but why,
I just don't think that it means that much.
We reached
that point in the show.
He doesn't want to be here.
Right, right.
I didn't say he didn't want to be here.
My point
I did not say
my
that.
My point is that Peyton Manning was a Patriot, and Robert Irsay was the owner, and he said exactly what he said. The New England media would have still said, well, we haven't heard from Peyton Manning. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't agree with you. That's what I'm saying.
But first of
the really tough New England media would be beating him up.
Yeah.
Did the New England media write that there was a growing disconnect between
Brady
and the team?
No, that's what I said before. It was a national outlet that first ran that story.
It was the big, rough, tough New England media. They would really have gotten the bottom of that.
They talk to the media guys here. That's where they get their opinions from. And then
I don't
think
that's where he got his opinions from.
I happen to think Michael Silver got that from the Brady camp myself. But that's just my opinion.
Maybe his money man, Will McDonough?
Well,
but more importantly, when did Robert Kraft say on the record that they were going to make Tom Brady the highest paid player?
He didn't say those words.
Okay, well, Irsay did.
I know, but nothing
happened
since.
So that's why I think
he
it's
said
100%.
This he also said
99.9.
Yeah. But Robert Kraft, he didn't have to say, I'm going to make him the highest. Then you get into what? A pissing war between Irsay and Kraft?
No, but you're trying to compare the two, and they're not comparable.
But
they're different.
Robert,
my point is,
Robert
how
Kraft
can Manning.
He's, we're fortunate to have him. We want him for a long time to come. He's our quarterback.
And I believe
he said
that.
Everything you'd want to hear if your goal is to keep Tom Brady here.
And we're going to pay him as much as anybody in the game.
And I totally believe that.
Well, why would he have to say that?
Because if that's what Brady wants, that's what it's going to take.
Irsay said that, we all kind of laughed. Why is he saying that?
I didn't.
Yeah,
but
I didn't
you
really
guys
either.
Did. I thought that was one of the
you
more
did
overblown.
Too.
No, I don't
no,
think
it wasn't.
I did.
It was one of the more overblown criticisms.
I actually think that's the facts of the situation.
If Robert Kraft says that tomorrow, I'd be happy. I'd be very happy.
Yeah.
To be honest,
I think it's
with
the
you.
Reality. If Brady wants to break the bank, you need to break the bank to
Again,
sign him.
You know, this all goes back to,
I don't know why
Brady has to be the
something.
Same guy he was in 03 when his life has changed, but he has to be exactly the same when it comes to, you know, being here in February. And
well, I'm with the owner
that.
On that one. We'd prefer it.
The owner, I said, we would all love that. The owner would love that.
Right.
Everyone would love that, but he's.
I don't understand this.
His life has changed.
So what?
That doesn't mean that he's any less committed to winning
yes,
football games
yes,
for
does.
The New England Patriots. No, it doesn't.
We were told, we were browbeaten with the fact that that was important. That team building and your attendance at these camps and the off-season program was important. It's we, not me.
Right.
And it's the right 53, not the best 53.
Did Tom Brady ever
now all
say
of a sudden,
that?
It's the right 52 in Tom Brady now.
But you're blaming.
It's different.
But you're blaming.
Because he got married.
You're blaming.
And had a kid
you're
out of wedlock.
Blaming Tom Brady for what management said.
No.
Yes,
I'm,
you are.
You're telling me Tom Brady didn't say stuff like that?
No,
too?
He didn't. He never said, I'm always there.
No, he didn't say, I feel like it's important to be here at this time of year? You're telling me that I can't find quotes from him saying that?
You're blaming him for what the management built up for Tom
and
Brady.
And you're giving him a free pass because he got married.
I'm giving him a free pass because things in his life have changed.
So what?
You know? And just
how many other guys in that locker room have kids on the West Coast?
Paul, would you blame another guy who put a priority to seeing his kid on the West Coast?
No, but I'd wonder what his priority was with the football team.
Well, how about Roman Pfeiffer, who went home after every game?
Yeah, but he was here for when he needed to be, right?
So was Tom Brady.
But he never had the situation that Tom Brady had, that I got this parking space because I'm the hardest working guy,
hey, Paul,
and that's part of team building,
just because
and now I'm going to completely flip it to go the other way.
Just because a lot of kids have, you know, kids all over the country, they don't give a damn. Don't get on Tom Brady
so now
because he tries to take time.
Now that's it has to be a polar opposite.
But Fred,
no one's arguing
that he's not being a good dad. The question is, and I believe both Robert Kraft and Tom Brady are on the record as saying it would be better if he were here in the offseason, but the reality of the situation is things have changed in his life.
That's right.
So
right.
It would be better if he were here.
That's
don't
right.
say it wouldn't be.
I just
and
said
I'm
it
with
was.
Mr. Kraft
I said,
on that.
I would
didn't. It would be better if he were here.
I just said that.
And that's all I'm saying.
But the reality is...
Right.
Okay.
That it's not as good as
that
it once was.
That it's not as important
for the football
him.
Team. Right. Not for
the
Tom Brady, the guy,
is,
the
it's
dad,
it's not
the
as
human
important
being.
To him as it once was.
But that doesn't mean he still can't be, you know, a great quarterback for the New England Patriots.
Correct. Absolutely.
And it has nothing to do with his willingness to be a Patriot.
He can't be
nothing
as great.
Totally
he will
agree.
Not be as great.
I agree with everything.
Not as great.
I'm on board.
We've
still reached the right point of the show. I'm all on board with that, Freddie.
So people that are reading into the fact that, he has put a priority with his kids.
To which I give him credit as a human being.
Yeah. Well, he's not as committed to being a good football player. That's just not fair. That's just not fair.
The truth is never mean. The truth is not unfair. That is the truth. That is the reality of the situation.
I disagree with that. I think
he's not a full-time participant
in
the off-season program.
So, you know, you guys aren't going to like this. But when I say, you know what, from now on, I want you guys covering every charitable thing that we have. Because there's players there and there's access. And you guys won't like that because I want to be home with my kids on the weekend.
Right. Right.
Right?
Yeah. I would agree with that.
You know, would that be fair?
Would it be fair? No, but would I have changed?
Did I have a precedent of doing it before? We've never.
Career? Did I used to say I think all those off-season charitable things are important? Because no, I think they're all.
Are you doing a lesser job because you're not doing it?
Am I doing a lesser job than going to a mall?
Yeah.
If I was, you telling me that if I went to a mall, that wouldn't be doing more? Of course, it would be doing
more. But do you feel that you're a lesser writer because of it?
No.
That you put a priority, you like being with your family, you're not going to be at every single event.
No, I just don't think charity events have anything to do with the covering of the team.
Well, okay, but, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But you really think that Tom Brady can't be as good as he was in, age, not being a determining factor, but he can't put everything he, into football the way
we're not saying that when he's here, he's not giving it his all.
Yeah, I think
we're
saying
that
he's
just not giving it as much as he used to give it.
Well, no, he's not here as much.
Right, right. And there was value in that, so it's physically impossible.
They told us there was value.
Everybody.
Scott Pioli, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady.
Insert free agent addition here.
But there's no doubt that there was value in that.
Okay, well, they have less value now.
You lost that value.
But you guys are implying that there's less of a chance of him being a Patriot and less of him wanting to be a Patriot because his life has changed.
No.
I don't think that's fair.
That's not what I said,
I don't think
Fred.
That's fair. I don't think it's fair that because he wants to be with his kid as much as he can,
Fred,
that means he wants to be a Patriot less.
If I had said to you...
That's what you guys are implying.
If I had said to you there's a 30% chance that he's going to resign because I'm not sure he wants to be here, it would be fair for you to say he doesn't want to be... I'm saying he doesn't want to be a Patriot. I said there's a 99.9% chance that he'll resign. I'm holding out the 0.1% because I'm not sure he wants to be a Patriot.
But what makes you not
forward.
Sure?
Because I don't think he loves this area that much. I think he wants to play in California, and I think the things that have changed in his life want him to play in California.
Okay, so in California,
he has three choices.
He has San Diego, San Francisco, or the Raiders. You're saying he'd rather play for one of those three teams than the Patriots?
I didn't say he would rather. I said 0.1% chance.
You have to deal in reality just like he has to deal in reality.
That's all I'm saying.
Where's he going to go?
I don't think there's a 0.1% chance that Peyton Manning...
He'd rather play for the 49ers than the
Patriots? I didn't say rather. I don't
listen,
know. Fred.
He just did. He'd rather play in Fred.
0.1% chance, Fred.
What does that mean, Paul?
It means next to no chance. It's a possibility.
Why even
I think there's a 0% chance that Peyton Manning wants to play anywhere but for the Indianapolis Colts.
Well,
that's all.
At first, they didn't want to make him the highest paid player.
Exactly.
In the league,
he has, in other words, he has.
Could Brady
no
think that
reason.
Way? If Robert 0%. Doesn't want to make me the highest paid player, maybe
if
I'll
they
look elsewhere.
If they want to make Brady the highest paid player, I would say there's a 0% chance of him wanting to leave too.
This is not a contract discussion. This is not whether or not the Patriots want to pay him, and if he wants to leave, if he doesn't get the money. You guys are talking about his life changing, and he just doesn't feel it anymore.
Would his life be easier if he played in California?
Probably, yes, absolutely.
So there's a possibility.
A tiny slice of percentage that makes that.
Let me ask you
what's
this,
the reality?
Fred.
Where's he going to go? Is he going to go to the
San Francisco 49ers?
He's going to go to the 49ers, really?
Why wouldn't
why
he?
Why not?
You think
he grew up loving that team.
Why wouldn't he?
And the quarterback back then.
That's
just,
a team that's a Tom Brady
not,
away from being a Super Bowl contender.
That's not the team that he grew up knowing.
They're on the rise. And it also might give
They were 8-8 last year, and they're a quarterback away in a lot of people's eyes.
It also might give him the necessary motivation to do the extra stuff that needs to be done because, A, he's closer to work and home, and, B, because it's a chance to prove that he's good away from Bill Belichick.
So he would spend less time with his kid if he was in San Francisco?
No, I think
it's easier to have his kid to do it all, exactly. Because he's closer.
Only 2 hours away?
Yeah.
How far is LA? Say, was it 3 hours?
Well, it's a little bit more than that.
6 hours from San Francisco to LA?
Yeah.
It's
six hours from Boston to LA. On a plane, it was
I don't know if you know, but Giselle and Brady are in private jet territory.
We flew from Seattle to
yeah,
it was nothing.
It was only like an hour.
Yeah. So he could get on a private jet, rent a share, and have his schedule booked.
It'd be much
exactly.
I work out
Tuesday, Wednesday.
It'd be much easier for him to do
a whole
that.
Lot easier to
let
do
me,
that.
Let me get in.
So maybe he says, all right, I'll go to the office today. I'll still be able to see the kids tonight when I get home.
Let me get in fantasy land for a second.
Or in the afternoon.
You think
if Bill Belichick were not the coach of the New England Patriots, right? Let's say Bill retired,
right.
Just decided tomorrow, I've had enough.
Eric, what are you doing?
Okay.
Stretching.
Do you think that Brady would
That's
be back?
A game changer. Now I think he's weighing.
So maybe,
okay, Belichick's not here anymore. Maybe another team does look more
So maybe
attractive.
It's not New England, and maybe it's Bill Belichick.
It could be.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. 0.1% chance. But, in other words, next to no chance
but,
at all.
But then that doesn't matter
That's
where
all.
It is. It doesn't matter if it's New England.
It does
or
matter
Chicago.
Where it is.
It's Bel- if you're saying it's Belichick.
Oh, I think, no, I think that here's where I disagree with you. If he had nothing to draw him to the team that he's actually playing for, I think he'd want to play for San Francisco. Because I think he has something drawing him there.
Okay.
And that's in a lifelong.
Everything being even. But this is the team where he's made his bones. This
yeah,
is
I don't
home.
Think he cares about the team he's made his bones with. He cares about the coach. No. The coach is the guy he Look. Feels is the best to put him in the best spot. And I agree with him.
Okay.
I agree with Tom on that.
Sure. But I also think, you know, being with the Patriots, being a Patriot means something to him. He I said don't. That. He has said that.
I think he enjoys
and Johnny
playing
Damon
Bill
said
Belichick.
He wasn't going to the Yankees till he went to the Yankees.
I think he understands how good Bill Belichick is, and he realizes how beneficial that is to his career.
I think that's part of it. But, you know, again, this goes back to, well, because his lifestyle has changed, he cares less about being a Patriot. I don't believe that. I believe his life has changed. We've talked about this before. Things have, you know, he's a different person than he was in 03, in 01, when he was this young rookie trying to do whatever he could to prove himself on the team. He's proven himself now.
But
he's
Fred,
got
the
these other things going on.
The Patriots
still
didn't
here.
Fall. Fred, listen, in his priority list, the Patriots didn't fall. They were surpassed by a wife and children. So that's what you're like his. I don't think his love
right.
and attachment to the Patriots
right.
or New England
right.
has fallen.
We're not talking,
others have blown
but
past
that has
it.
Nothing to do about going to another team.
It does.
And
if
on another,
your loyalties to
I
those have, things
on another,
draw you that way.
On another team, his priorities would still be the same, right?
Right.
Okay,
but his life would be
so
easier.
Unless
but it would be easier
so
he
for
could
him to
balance his priorities
if
easier.
He's playing in California.
I just didn't
right.
know
yes.
that.
And so the only team he could
or Seattle, as Eric pointed
the
out,
only team
any place would be. We're about as far away as you can get.
Yeah,
from
every
the
place
are,
would be easier
from the things that are
now
important to him.
Well, minutely, like Miami's not easier.
Exactly.
But Seattle, if you're a private jet flight, that's an hour away yep. or whatever it is down the coast. That's easier.
That's a lot easier.
Yeah. It's 3 hours easier.
What?
You know, a private jet from California here is a four-hour flight.
Okay,
so, I mean,
know.
You know.
Why
so
it
it's a little easier.
It still takes 6 hours to get out there.
It's a little easier.
Well, it's always quicker to come back because of the tailwind.
I know, but why does it always
well,
take
6 hours? Well, he has to do
hours.
Both. 6 hours to get there.
His commute
have
will
back.
Have to be both. So
yeah, well, he's got
to
do
10-hour commute instead of 2-hour commute.
You know, it's But, you know, he's a jet setter. He can do whatever he wants.
No, but you can do a 2-hour
commute. And by the way,
10 hours will kill you.
His wife?
No.
She's out here now.
His
I mean,
wife?
His ex-wife with the kid. She's
was
out here now.
Never the wife.
Ex-wife either.
Ex-girlfriend.
But she's filming a new TV show.
Okay.
Which is here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
and yet
the kid's going to be here more now.
Maybe. That show could
well,
be canceled
unless she's
going to
leave him behind. I don't
no,
know.
No, I'm saying. Never mind.
You know?
Suddenly you just you get married and it's okay to just,
I think
know,
it's unfair.
You don't have to practice
I think it's
anymore.
Unfair because he has put family as a
we're
priority.
Not, no.
To
we're,
say that he's any less
I think it's laughable that that's what you think.
I, that's,
see, I think it's just fact. It's not fair or unfair. It's fact.
But he's doing
this.
But
the fact
in the reality
that, this
that his,
to be,
his life, he's doing everything he feels he can
the
for
fact
both.
That this
he's
is made
trying
out
to
be,
balance everything, but
yeah.
it's impossible to be all in on all of them.
But I think that that would be the case anywhere.
But it
I
would be easier. It would
do.
Be easier on the West Coast.
I don't think it has anything to do with not wanting to be a Patriot.
It would be easier on the West Coast.
And we never
Coast.
Said it did.
You
right.
guys have
I don't know how many
that.
Times
you
I can say that.
The disconnect, the whole thing.
I never said disconnect.
No, that
Michael
was Michael
Silver.
Silver's
That's Michael
line,
Silver.
Not mine.
I just said it. Or Michael Silver. But
well,
everybody.
Wait, why are we being lumped
you
in
said
with Michael
guys
Silver?
Because you guys are buying into it.
Oh my! First of all, well, we've talked about this long before Michael Silver.
We talked about the story.
We
last
talked about
week.
That before Michael Silver
say,
ran
I didn't
the story.
Hear any of you poo-poo that story.
We talked about the story.
Yes,
last
we did.
Week, and we all. It was, I didn't.
In fact, I came on the show and said I didn't think there was much news
so
in that story.
So you're with me?
No,
with you I'm on at, what?
No, on this argument?
Because you're actually on two different sides.
I don't know which argument you're talking
you're
about.
You're actually on two different sides of the argument because when that story,
Lizzie Petroni, but
when that story came out last week. You said that you felt that there
I'm
was some
of
stuff
Eric.
From both camps there.
It is.
It seemed like some off-the-record comment. You said that, and I agree with you.
Contract posturing. Absolutely.
And I agree with you.
Absolutely.
So now all of a sudden we just dismiss it
Absolutely.
Because it suits your
but
argument.
But that contract posturing has nothing to do with being a Patriot. It would
okay.
happen on whatever team
But,
you
Fred,
on.
You're mistaking the fact that we're pointing out facts, as Andy said,
with saying that we're blaming
saying,
him for being
but
a bad
you're
person.
You're not listening to me when I say it would be better for the team if he was here.
Yes, and you're not listening to us when we say it would be better for him if he were on the West Coast. Because of his priorities that have changed.
But the reality of his life is he's not.
Not
and
no.
He's not going
but the
to
reality
be.
Is he could be.
But
there's a small really percentage of, as minute
so,
as you want
so
to consider.
Think, first of all, he's not going to become a free agent, all right? There's going to be some mechanism, even in a new CBA,
I agree.
That's going to
allow Probably.
A team to keep a player
Probably.
Of his stature. So he's
Maybe.
Not going to be a free
Maybe.
Agent, okay?
Maybe.
So that's not – but if he was a free agent, do you think that San Francisco would – you know,
be interested?
Yeah. Yes.
I think if he hits the open market, a lot of teams would be interested.
And they could afford to pay for him?
I think they've absolutely. Always proven that they could pay for anybody the way they've managed their cap over the years.
I think if you franchised him, I think teams would be interested in signing him.
Oh, absolutely. Teams.
And the bottom line is, by the way,
San Francisco, I think, would be at the top of the list.
But if he wants to leave, he can leave. I don't care what mechanism you put in place. The player who is the player always has the upper hand.
And
because if he wants to threaten sitting out and all that, sooner or later, the team will break for a franchise quarterback.
And you really think...
No, I
that
don't.
That he would do that.
Fred, no.
No,
I don't.
So why? Because
that's why it's 1 point. It's 0.1%.
0.1%. What does that mean? That means nothing.
It's
why
a
even
possibility.
Bring it up
then? No. It's a minute
because
possibility.
It's a minute possibility.
I
feel like there is at least something to talk about with Brady, and I don't think there's something to talk about with Manning. That's all. I think it's 100% to 99.9.
Do you hear Peyton Manning talking about how he wants to spend more time with his kids and his family?
No, instead, when Donald Brown got drafted last year, Peyton Manning called him and said, I'll see you at 8 o'clock Monday morning or 6 o'clock Monday morning at the facility.
That's why there's a small percentage.
But that doesn't make him better. It's because
doesn't,
he lives in Indy.
No, it doesn't. Make him
He's
better.
Married. But that's to answer
it
Fred's question. That's
better.
Why
that's
we're talking about
saying.
It, because there's that small, minute percentage.
But you guys are just won't give Brady, you know, you won't just give it to him that his life has changed.
We did, Fred.
You're not
you
listening.
Know, you know, because
I think his life has changed, but I think for different reasons than you think.
You know, because Manning said to Brown, I'll see you tomorrow in the weight room, that makes his situation better.
We didn't
than Tom
say
Brady.
That. We just said
Why?
It's different.
Well, it does
That's
make
all
it,
better.
It is then.
It does
just
make it better.
Different.
Just speaking for myself.
It makes it better for the Patriots.
Make it better for the Colts than it does for the Patriots.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's just me. That's just
that.
My personal opinion.
I agree with that.
That's the facts.
Robert
that's what Brady used
Brady
to do.
I've said it. You guys have said it. We would all love Tom Brady to be living at this facility.
Right.
That's what Brady used to do.
That's not reality.
Right. Right. We agree on that.
Reality has changed.
Oh, my God.
And if he wanted to be here, he
why
would.
Hold that against
They won't like this
Tom
show.
Brady.
Oh, God, no.
Why?
Because if he wanted to be here, he would.
Yes. If
well,
he didn't.
No, I don't necessarily believe that.
I do.
The big issue to me is the first kid. That he has to deal with.
Yes.
And he can't make decisions unilaterally. He cannot say,
That's
Giselle,
right.
kid
right.
one and kid two, we're going to New England
That's
in 3
right.
months.
Can't
he
take
is that, not the lone provider,
can't take
parent,
that
guardian.
Kid to the State
Thank
of the
you.
Union address.
Thank you.
Can't take that kid to the Metropolitan
you
Opera
know?
Gala. Can't take that kid to Costa Rica. I agree.
See, I think all those things are overrated.
Right,
I think he
absolutely.
Could do all those things.
That's what he does now in the offseason.
But all
that,
those things
back in the day
he could do and still work out 4 times a week. What he can't do
he can.
Is be a parent
right.
half the time to
that's
Benjamin
right.
and share custody and pick him up there and drop
You're right. You're
that's the one thing that
right.
ties him to L.A.
That's right.
Now, some people might believe that Giselle and he wants to live the lifestyle and he wants to have the mansion.
That's what
to
I
me,
believe.
That's a separate belief. But the fact
that's,
is
that's what I believe.
His kid
I think
is
he's
there.
Let off the, hook.
The kid that he does not have unilateral control over is there.
Right.
So he has to work around that.
I agree with you. That's what I'm saying.
But the fact is,
and
that prevents him from being here.
And I agree with that. There's
That's
no
not
doubt
good.
About this. There's no argument there.
So what are you arguing
so
with us
arguing about?
But we just spent 40 minutes arguing about something that we all agree on.
But why does that make Tom Brady less of a Patriot or less of a chance of staying here?
Because he's not
because,
here when
yeah.
all the other Patriots are.
Because he used or to be here
the
all
Patriots
the time.
Right.
Now
yes,
he has this
he
variable in his life,
right.
and I was told that was important.
And if that's going to remain the most important thing in his life, wouldn't you think that he might
consider
have
making
one
life easier on himself?
Inkling in his mind where he
yeah.
says, how can I make this easier for me to do both? That's all Andy, Eric, and I are saying. We're not saying that Tom Brady's the Antichrist. We're not saying that he's leaving. We're not saying he doesn't like the Patriots. We're not saying any of
we
that.
We put
that
a smaller percentage on it as we could.
We're trying to say
well, there
is
a possibility.
There is a sliver
zero.
Of a
well,
chance.
Whatever, but
there's a sliver of a chance for Brady with where there is none for Manning. That's all we're trying to say.
And by the way, if Peyton Manning had the same situation that Brady's in, we'd say there's a small chance he'd leave the Colts.
Well, Well, all I'm saying is that the owners have basically said the same thing.
No, they haven't.
Oh, God.
Not even close.
One said
I'm going to make him the highest paid player in the game.
We're not arguing.
And the
about
other
what the
said
owner
that
said.
We want him here for a long time. What are they going to have to do in order to do that?
But he didn't say he's willing to go.
What
they
are they
going
to have to do in order
time.
To keep him here for a long time?
Pay him as much as they can.
You don't think they're stupid? You think they're stupid? They don't realize that?
No, I don't think they're stupid.
So then why would they come out with a
statement? Because I think they're
like
hoping
that.
They get a similar hometown discount they got the last time.
Okay, we got a little
that
more
he
than
works
five,
with
we
the
got
team.
A little more than 5 minutes left. Let me change the same topic, but let me change the tenor. Do you either any of you think there is any argument? Forget all of this off-field stuff. There's any football argument to be made from the Patriots' side to not want to give him a 5-year, $100 million contract. Football only.
Football.
At 33 years of age, he'll be 33 when 2010 starts. So he'll be 34 when you want to give him an extension for 5 years, so 34 to 39. Is there a football argument to be made that I can't pay him $100 million for the next 5 years?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Is there?
I don't think so.
Same argument that you would have to be
not business.
About
I'm not talking business. I'm not talking.
No, I'm not either.
I'm not talking face of the franchise. All of that stuff is extremely important.
I'm talking Brady
important.
At 61%. Mm. Would I take him over or whatever percent you think he's going to fall?
But you don't know when that drop-off is going to be and how big the drop-off is going to be.
Would you
know,
pay him $20 million a year for it?
I also don't know how good the replacement's
going
to be.
Well, that's a little bit football and a little bit business, though.
No, but
yeah, you just brought business in. Don't bring business into this.
No,
we're talking football.
I said the football question is, would you pay him $100 million?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think – I think there's something that you have to think about.
I fall back on my tired old argument, way back when. I keep Brady around as long as possible.
Is that same argument valid?
But would you pay him $20 million for as long as possible?
To keep him around as long as possible, I have to pay him. That's the cost of doing business.
What if he's not a $20 million quarterback?
He may not be. Okay. But in 2007, he was a $50 million quarterback. That's the way these work. Sometimes you're paying – other years for what you get as the total sum package.
Is the same argument valid for Manning? Are they trying to figure out that same thing in Indianapolis?
No.
Why?
They're just figuring out the total dollars and the
term. I think Manning's still at the top of his game, and I don't think Brady is.
See, that's where I jump ship. I think he had a good year and a year where most people expected he wouldn't, coming off an injury.
He had a good year. I agree.
Yeah, but what, you know, I mean, this year, if he comes out and it's lights out like an 07 or back, you know, then now he's back in the same argument
absolutely.
With Manning.
Which is
absolutely.
Why I think they're waiting to see how
which
things
I wonder
play out.
If they want to try to make it a strict football decision and maybe give themselves as much information before they do it.
Well, the answer to your question is just do the franchise route. Just franchise him, whatever, and you can get three or four years out of him.
But I think that brings in other things that you and Eric already talked
about.
But
I just wonder what you guys
will
say
if
we get to a training camp and Manning's not signed yet. What will you say about the Colts at that point?
I think there's a chance that he won't be signed in training camp. Based on what Bill Polk.
Why?
Because there's no CBA. I generally think that's a part of the equation.
When the Patriots say we don't know what the rules are, you make fun of them.
And I'm making fun of Bill Polian for the same thing. You're going to make him the highest paid guy in football. You don't need to know what the parameters of the next CBA are.
So then what will the real reason be for them not signing him?
That's what they're saying.
But what will the real reason be for not signing him? You're going to make fun
now
of
I'm
him
saying
if they say that.
Now I'm saying they're lying?
Yes. You
no,
just said
I'm
that.
Saying,
yes.
No,
you
I'm
just
not
said
saying
that.
They're lying.
They said, you just said they're going to make him the highest paid player. Why do they need to wait to see what the rules are?
But that's me.
Right.
Obviously, he thinks it's important. Obviously, Mr. Kraft thinks it's important. I wouldn't. It wouldn't be important
to
me.
So you're just simply disagreeing that they don't need to do that.
For Brady and Manning, no. Just like they didn't have to for Eli Manning or Phillip Rivers. Quarterbacks to me are different. Andy says it all the time, and I agree with him. You know you're going to make this guy the highest paid guy on your team in your team's history.
Right.
You don't need rules. You don't need to find the parameters. There's not going to be a rule in the next CBA that says, oh, by the way, you're penalized $85 million on the cap because you signed that quarterback.
Right.
It's not going to be a drastic change to the rules, the landscape, but that's what they fall back on.
Okay.
What's the matter? Why are you waving your hands frantically?
I got to get going. I got a meeting at 3, and I'm already late. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. thanks, everyone, for email and calling. We will see you next Tuesday, but stay tuned to Patriots.com for the exact time.
How about Cutie Patrooney?
I don't like that.
No?
Eric?
That'll do it. Another PFW in Progress. We'll be back next week.
But we gave it our best.
Yes. And I guess your best wasn't good enough.
Patriots.com Radio. I did my best.
But I guess my best wasn't good enough.